Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission direct from our studios here in London on this day, the 8th day of January in the year of our Lord 2014. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you with the time now standing at approximately 1.5 minutes past the hour of 6 p.m. here in London. It is precisely the same time past the hour of 7 p.m. in Biafra land, where we come from. Wherever you are, we must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and our well-wishers that inhabit the eastern fringes of the world in the far eastern part of this very globe, in Asia to be precise. Wherever you are, once again, we ask you to please go to www.radiobiafra.co. Ask your friends, ask your relatives and your families, please, to go to peopleofbiafra.org. You will ask them to please download Radio Biafra app, which is free. We are the only people with our own bespoke app broadcasting out of that part of the world. You must ask them to go to Android Market. There you will see Radio Biafra app is free. If you have Radio Biafra on your phone, nothing will happen to you. Your phone will not suddenly stop working. That is the fear, that is the propaganda of the Yoruba media. We must go after them. As long as they go after Stella Odua, we shall hunt them down as well, one after the other, for their treachery, their conspiratorial tendencies, and their duplicitousness as a people. We must go after them. This is Radio Biafra. Please ask people to go to Biafra Television on YouTube. Biafra Television on YouTube is ceaseless. It will not cut. It will not fail. It will not disappoint you. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we're welcoming you. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are across the entire 24 time zones of the world, regardless of your continent or your country, the town you're in or the city, regardless of the community you inhabit, regardless if you're at home or your place of work, as long as you have internet connectivity, as long as you have any internet-enabled device, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra. I reiterate that you must go to or ask your friends to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Please ask them to go to peopleofbiafra.org. Ask them to go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Also ask them to go to Biafra Television on YouTube. Go to YouTube, do a search, put in Biafra Television. You'll be with us. Also, please do not forget that we must continue tweeting. Our Twitter campaign has ensured that somebody as prominent, as eminent as Peter Spiegel of Financial Times, European correspondent, even sent us a Twitter back saying, please leave me alone. I have heard what you're saying about Biafra, but please do not spam me anymore. But we must continue. Our work is relentless. The same way that Peter Spiegel is feeling, that is how we want every major player on this planet, be them in the media, be them in politics, in any walk of life, as long as they are significant, we must target them and continue to send them messages until Biafra reverberates. This is even before we have carried out our worldwide protest, which we are placing every coordinator on alert to begin to work towards. This is Radio Biafra, and the barrister is with me. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law. It is always a pleasure and a delight, and I say to myself all the time that Biafrans are privileged to have Barrister Mamezu to serve them. That God could not have made him to come from any other place apart from Biafra, because he loves his country. Barrister Mamezu is one of us. He would not slacken, he would not betray, the barrister would not hesitate. In fact, due to the barrister's sake, we must remain incorruptible. He's an attorney at law, he's a lawman, so we must remain incorruptible. This radio station must and always will remain without fear before our enemies. Anybody that comes against our interest, anybody that comes against Biafrans, we shall go against that very institution, regardless of who you are. We lost 3.5 million people killed, slaughtered in cold blood, the second ranking Holocaust in the history of humanity. The only other people to have been killed in far more greater number than us are the Israelis. They call them the Jews. Their name is Hebrew. From the same extraction as us. They killed them because they are the children of God. The same way they killed us because we are the children of God. And that is why we must proceed. Because what I owe to the dead far outweighs that which I owe to the living. That is why for their sake, for their memory's sake, for all those children, even those cut out from the womb of pregnant women, for all those that died, for all those little kids that are wallow starved to death, I see their pictures all the time in my mind's eye, I see it. And because of them, we must continue. Not because of the hopelessness of some of those who are living, but for the courage and the sacrifice of the few men and women that stood up and fought for a country called Biafra. For their sake, for the sake of Chinua Achebe, for the sake of Professor Donatus Ibenwuoga, for the sake of Sam Mbakwe, for the sake of the likes of Dr. Emma Opara, for the sake of Eninjoko, for the sake of Onwatuebu, for the sake of all those that fought at Abagana, for the sake of those that were at Ekumeku, for the sake of everybody that suffered, either dead or alive, to ensure that that name was served with dignity, to ensure that that very banner, the tricolor of the rising sun, which is our flag, that that was flown courageously before our enemies. We salute your courage, both those who are dead and those who are living. And for your sake, we will fight until Biafra comes. For your sake, we will commit many more. For each suicide bomber given to us by Boko Haram, we'll give them 10. We are ready. We are prepared. Our men are ready. One phone call, and thunder will start raining down from heaven. We tell them that we are prepared. We have not gone into the struggle to escape from the other side without Biafra. No. Either Biafra or death. Two things must happen. Either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. And in pursuit of Biafra, there will be no retreat and no surrender. We cannot negotiate with our enemies. We don't negotiate with Nigeria. Never, ever, ever. Biafra is what we want, and we'll get it. Or we drown together. We will drown with them. Everybody will die. Every living thing will die. We will perish together. We want to prove to the world that we were free men before Lugard came. And free men we shall return to. I cannot be created by a human being. By a fellow human being. God will punish the person. I am a Biafran. Chukwu Abiyama created me. Chukwu Abiyama created Biafrans. And that is where we are going back to. Anybody answering to the name Nigeria or stands in front of me to say they are Nigerian, if they are very close, I'll put my fingers in their eyes because they are not worthy to be called human beings. Frederick Lugard cannot leave Scotland, come to my land and rename me, come to my land and bastardize my traditions and my culture, come to my land and tell me I am an inferior being. That will not happen. If most people are comfortable being inferior, I am not. Neither will the editorial board of Radio Biafra nor the indigenous people of Biafra, whom we serve with every dedication, with every ounce of our energy, with every sinew, everything we possess, we dedicate to our struggle for our independence as a people, the same way that Chukwu Abiyama himself intended it to be. The barrister was coming. Barrister Mamezu is with us. I am humbled, I'm honored to be walking alongside Barrister Mamezu. I have told this story many times, and I can never get tired of telling it. That before the barrister came, I prayed to God. I said, please, you will give us men of honor, unimpeachable integrity, who will serve you in truth and honesty until Biafra comes. It didn't make up to 2 days. Barrister phoned me. I was in touch with him, and the barrister has remained with me until this very day. Unshakable. Unshakable. A man of immense integrity and honor. It is my pleasure, my delight, my privilege to ask Barrister Mamezu please to acknowledge the ever-present, wonderful Biafrans all over the world listening to us this very evening. Please, Barrister.
Thank you for the because I know you never tire of saying it, and God will always bless you. For you know the truth, Barrister, the truth will always take you for pleasing everybody within Biafrans. Wherever you are, friends of Biafra and those who have the interests of Biafra at heart, today, as we always say, we are meeting again. Tomorrow, of course, we'll meet. But we have to welcome you for today's edition and our struggle, how to make sure that Biafra is restored and restoration Biafra must be. We are not hiding it. We are not speaking quietly about it, because if your country is so important to you, you have to make noise about your country. You cannot be subjugated forever. Neither would you like to remain subdued forever, standing behind other different countries. Then what about your own? You have to remain resolute. You have to remain firm that you want your country to come back. And that is exactly what we are working on. And this is what we want every Biafran, no matter where you are. Hide out. Come out from wherever you are hiding. Seek for your people. Make impact. Create something. Let everybody know that Biafra has been restored. Men, women, children, those who are of age, you know what we are talking about. You have to come out in mass. Demonstrate. Picture. Let people know. May God bless every Biafran as we come today again to talk about our struggles. Don't forget your pen and paper. And please, as we say every day, whenever you are picked upon, please make sure that your listening devices are turned off so that we can have a meaningful conversation. Good evening to all of you, and good evening to the director himself. I'm standing by.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of Barrister Mamezu, who is indeed one of us. We are welcoming you wherever you are. Once again, this is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting our broadcast via radiobiafra.co. We are transmitting via People of Biafra, all one word, peopleofbiafra.org. We are transmitting via indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, which is .org. And you can also receive us via Radio Biafra app, which is a bespoke app. It's Radio Biafra. We are not patching or tagging on to anybody else. Go to Android Market. Go to iTunes. It is for free. Radio Biafra app is free. You can download it. You can take Radio Biafra with you on the move wherever you go. You'll be able to listen to us once you have enough data allowance. Once again, we remind you that you can go and get Radio Biafra on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, Biafra Television on YouTube, you should join us there and listen to Radio Biafra. You must also tell your friends. It is your duty. It is incumbent upon you to please inform your friends. Tell them that you're listening to Radio Biafra. There are various ways by which you can do that, or through which you can do that. You can email them. You can broadcast it on BlackBerry Messenger. You can also do a broadcast on WhatsApp. You can also do so by putting it on your timeline, on your Twitter. You can do so by telling people you're listening to Radio Biafra on your Facebook wall. You can do so by sending text messages as well. These are the various ways you can inform people so that they may partake in this very wonderful offering, because here is how we worship God. This is a service. It is more than a broadcast. It is a service. This is the presentation of Biafra to the world. This is the presentation of our agitation. We are making it clear to the entirety of humanity that Biafra must be restored. That is what we are here for, to restore Biafra. We have not come to do any other thing. We are not doing this that we may be popular, we may be rich, we may go about negotiating deals with people, that somehow we may be known. That is nonsense. We are here to get Biafra. And this is 2014. We must ask every coordinator, every coordinating unit to sit up. This is 2014. We don't have any more time to waste. Our move has commenced. We don't have time to waste. This is 2014. Any non-performing coordinator will be removed. We don't have time to nurse people. We want natural-born leaders. We don't have time to train anybody in the new Biafra. We can train people right now. We don't have that luxury to start training people. We need natural-born leaders to lead us, for us to enter the kingdom of God himself. That land is called Biafra. And as part of that, when I was in Germany, by way of social announcement, I made it very clear to the Germans that we need a bus from them. We need a bus. We call it a coach, whatever, however you look at it. We need a bus to come from Germany within the next 4 weeks. 4 weeks. We want that bus laden with technology and other equipment to be shipped from Germany going back to Biafra land. 4 weeks. Fred Onyale should take note. 4 weeks starting from today. Ikechukwu Enyagu will inform Fred Onyale to tell all our coordinators, we've told them already. We need a bus laden with technology, laden with equipment within 4 weeks to be in our capital. Within 4 weeks from today. That's an assignment for Germany to do. And they have to do it. Because this is Radio Biafra. And we serve the indigenous people of Biafra. Anything we say we're going to do, we do it. We need a bus. Not dead bus, 20, 15 years old. No. We need something we can use back home. We need a bus laden with technological hardware to be shipped from Germany, heading back to where we come from. That is a special assignment for Germany to do. That is not going to preclude them from meeting their monthly obligations, because our move has commenced. We must make that very clear. We are not at liberty to disclose everything on air, but we have commenced our move. We must say that. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Once again, welcome you. We must go very hastily, without further ado, to present to you our news headlines this very day. The 8th day of January, the 8th day of the expiration of the zoo. The zoo has expired. The 8th day that we have chased away the vultures, the vandals, called Yoruba journalists. They have now gone for Stella Odua's qualification. They have abandoned the bulletproof cast. Now it is qualification. We are just only us fighting them. That tells you what we are confronted with. Only Radio Biafra, defending the interest of Biafrans wherever they may be. We are the only ones fighting to make sure that Stella Odua is not tainted, that her reputation is not dragged through the mud, and they do not weaken Jonathan enough to sack her. That was what they did with every other person of importance. We will not allow the same thing to happen to Stella Odua. Yorubas are vultures. They must tell us this night where Tinubu's qualifications are. Have they forgotten about Bola Ahmed Tinubu, that this day newspaper shamelessly and shamefully declared as the man of the year? That is the quality of journalism in the zoo. I am not a trained journalist, but there is something called objectivity. How can you make somebody who is a criminal with 15 bank accounts abroad man of the year? Only in the zoo. That is why they are monkeys, incapable of reason. And they are journalists. They claim they are journalists. They went to school and they are educated. So in your journalistic school or whatever you call it, the this day editor, they taught you there that you should crown a criminal man of the year. 15 bank accounts. Tinubu, where are your certificates? We want to see it. That is what Yoruba should concentrate on. This is Radio Biafra. We are reporting this very evening from London, depending on the time where you are. I regret serving Okorocha's government, according to the ex-transition council chairman. It's a confession. Mr. President, don't put your hand into the lion's mouth. Somebody is advising Jonathan. Mr. Omar Jeba is said telling us today that the Confab can save Nigeria. They are talking about saving Nigeria because we are the only ones talking about making sure we separate from it. We are not breaking it, separating from it. Who else is talking about it? Nobody else. That is why we are formidable. It is because of us. That is why every day Nigeria needs to be saved. Why? Because of what the indigenous people of Biafra are doing. Because of the work of Radio Biafra. But they are too, how can I put it? Too ashamed to acknowledge that Radio Biafra is giving them problems. But we must continue doing so until Biafra comes. We are also reporting that half-nude women protest against Shell in Bayelsa State. Our problem never seems to finish with this Shell. They are responsible for the death of our people. They are responsible for the pollutants that have gotten into the water system, contaminated the water table, gone into the reservoir so that people cannot fish anymore, went into the creeks. They are at it again. Now other people are protesting as well. Now do you see what Ojukwu saw? Very ironic, isn't it? We are also reporting this day that Ohanaeze Ndigbo have set up a conference committee to go and renew Nigeria. They have set up a conference committee. We are also reporting, and in keeping with the zoo, that 40 people have been killed. 40. The world must listen. 40 people dead for belonging to the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. 40 dead in separate attacks in Plateau and Kaduna. The same people that fought Biafran's Gowon's people. Hausa, Fulani people are killing them. What you wish upon the children of God shall definitely come to you. We are also bringing to your attention that the universities are not open, but they're going to produce graduates who will go and work for this day newspaper, who will pick up a criminal and say that is the man of the year. But in Benue University, they have been directed to resume work only in the zoo. And when they resume, they graduate them without teaching them, without giving them anything to take into the world. That is the type of nonsense that people come from, calling itself Nigeria, that some idiots are telling me they are proud to come from. Some monkeys, that is the creation of Lugard. These are Lugard's children. They are calling them to come back and start teaching. And now the news in full. The former transition committee chairman of Isu local government area of Imo State, Honorable Engineer Uju Okoro, has lashed at the rescue mission administration of Imo State led by Governor Rogers Okorocha over his administrative lapses in human and capital development. The TC chairman, which is transition committee chairman, made this assertion in Owerri recently during the wedding ceremony of Honorable Williams Onwuzurigbo. Pouring out his feelings towards the present administration of Okorocha, Honorable Uju stated that he regrets ever being counted as one of those who assumed office after the dissolution of the local government chairman, stressing that Okorocha is nothing but a wolf in sheep clothing who parades himself like the god of Imo State, thereby violating the feelings of the masses. He further reiterated that Okorocha, being the number one citizen of the state, is a rape of administration, disclosing that his primary aim is to enrich his family members and impoverish those under his jurisdiction, and termed such a total mistake to have embraced his offer in the past. There are still a few people in the nation who do not believe that it is true. They want to see further proof that President Jonathan plans to spend 2 billion naira. Yes, 2 billion naira only. In the northeastern region, as the federal government's contribution to rebuilding socio-economic infrastructure devastated by the insurgency of Jamaatul Al-Sunnah-Id-Dawati Wal Jihad. Others who believe it, which is Boko Haram for short, others who believe it because it is in the proposed 2014 spending plans are outraged. A few who did not expect even the 2 billion are not disappointed. They have long resigned themselves to the possibility that only the state governments and the international community will bother to put in place a major initiative needed to begin the reconstruction of a region on its knees. Mr. Whatever your name is, who reconstructed Biafra? Instead of them to reconstruct Biafra, they took our money from us. Now they are asking everybody to reconstruct Boko Haram's destruction. You fund them as politicians. Let you people go to Buhari to go and get the money to rebuild it. Buhari gave them the money to buy arms, to buy guns, to buy bombs. Buhari Babangida Atiku, they funded Boko Haram. They should also take that money to go and start rebuilding that part of the world. Not expecting, or of course, it's not of our business to start with. But we must continue to present this very news. Whether the approved 2014 appropriation eventually sets aside 2 billion naira or 200 billion naira will depend largely on public pressure. The manner of the National Assembly perceives its responsibilities and the degree to which President Jonathan feels the need to show requisite levels of political sensitivity. At any rate, this is not an issue that should be left to the discretion of the president or to be treated as a matter between the Northeast communities and the president. It is a matter of national importance and it is central to the success or otherwise of the fight against the insurgency. Hausa people don't call it Boko Haram or terrorism. They call it insurgency. People who are fighting for a just cause. They disagree with the central authority. You know, in the zoo, people don't quite know English language very well. And I make no apologies. I happen to be an educated man. They don't understand the meaning of the word insurgency. That is why a lot of people throw it about or use it to describe a sect dedicated to the killing and maiming of innocent men, women, and children who are of a different faith to the one that they practice. Those people being, of course, predominantly Christians. And when you say Christians in the north, who are they? Igbo people. We are the ones being killed. And we must continue. Mr. Omar Jeba is a journalist and a senior advisor on foreign relations to the Delta State governor and former commissioner for information in Delta State, who has two, I don't care what he read, two master's degrees. What does that have to do with news presentation? I'll continue to read from the next paragraph, please. This is nonsense. I don't want to know where he studied. A council member of both the International Forum of Global Journalists in Sweden and the Peace and Media Network in London, Mr. Njeba, who has been selected to speak at a multilateral forum, including the annual United Nations Policy Roundtable on Africa at the UN headquarters in New York. And the, what type of nonsense is this? Is this news, or are we here to eulogize somebody where they read? It doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, let us continue. No, what he's saying in essence is that the confab will save the zoo. That's all he's saying. That is the only thing I can make out from this, that what Jonathan is doing is good, and the confab will save. We're not here to read about his... And after his qualifications, then so what? Is there running water in his village? Is there electricity? Then what? What is all that education for? People always trot out all these degrees. What for? There is no light in your village. The roads are impassable. There is no tangible human development. There is no infrastructural development. What are you parading degrees for? It only makes a man look foolish. You parade degrees in your village. The roads are impassable. No light, no water. People are suffering. People are going to the dustbin to pick up food. And you're telling me you have 8 degrees. What utter garbage is that? Hundreds of half-nude women in Perembari community in Bayelsa State in Niger, so-called Niger Delta, yesterday staged a protest against non-implementation of an existing agreement by Shell. The women disrupted movement of workers into the oil platforms and boathouses operated by Shell in the area, alleging non-implementation of the memorandum of understanding Shell entered into with the community. The protesting women tied red cloth to block the entrance to the oil platform located within the community. They further alleged that Shell had failed to redeem the 2-year-old promise to replace a faulty community generator and to renovate existing community school and provide potable water for its host community. I doubt if that is the job of Shell, in defense of them. Providing water, electricity remains the duty of government and not of private companies. Our people must be educated to understand this. If they provide water for you and electricity, what is the duty of the government? Why are they in power? Why are they in charge? That is what we should be asking ourselves. And we move on to the next news, please. The Apex Igbo Sociocultural Organization of Hanese Ndigbo has set up a planning and strategy committee on the proposed national conference with Professor O. Anya as chairman. The president general of the organization, Chief Gary Enwo Igariwe, who announced this last weekend at the Imobi meeting, said the committee would on its own co-opt other members. He also announced the setting up of his finance committee, adding that a colloquium towards the harmonization of Igbo position would hold between March 10 and 13 this year. According to the president general, the aim of the formation of the committees is to close ranks, to speak with one voice, as that has been the problem bedeviling the Igbo, while urging Ndigbo and all Nigerians to pray for a successful outing at the confab. The Hanese president regretted that some of our people do not want the conference. Of course, we don't want it. It's a waste of time, but we shall attend to educate and to enlighten them. Akujeze is there, and so also will Odonigbo be, to educate and enlighten monkeys from the zoo. There was bloodshed in Plateau and Kaduna states yesterday, leading to the death of no fewer than 40 people, including policemen, women, and children. We told you that they bleed as well, you see. The policemen killing our people, killing MASOP members. Of course, some of them are criminals, we know that. But all the same, they are Biafrans. They also die. And they have killed them in Plateau and in Kaduna. They bleed, as we told you. Everybody bleeds. Nobody has monopoly over violence or death. We must continue to present this news. At least 30 people, mostly women and children, were killed when, wait for it, suspected Fulani, the same people, the same jihadists, Fulani, Ndiojo, the same Fulani people, attacked Shonong village in Riom, local government area of Plateau State. Plateau is where Gowon comes from, and are killing his people. The same people that asked Gowon to kill Biafrans, they are the ones now killing Gowon's people. Dear Lord. The assailants who stormed the village at about 7 a.m., according to eyewitnesses, left 25 people injured and razed to the ground over 40 houses. Razing, meaning burning. They burnt down over 40 houses. Most of those killed were children who, frightened by the sound of sporadic gunshots, ran out of their homes, but were gunned down by the attackers who have positioned themselves around the community. Hausa Fulani herdsmen with guns. Who gave Hausa Fulani cattle rearers guns, AK-47, to attack villages? That is what should be discussed, not Stella Odua certificate, so-called journalists in the zoo, people who can't reason, those created by Frederick Lugard. Shame come upon you people. This is what is newsworthy, and we commend Vanguard newspaper for reporting it. This is news, not Stella Odua's qualifications. This is where you should be focusing your attention on. How come 40 people were killed by people driving cattle? Cattle rearers. Where did they get the gun from? We are asking President Goodluck Jonathan, who gave licenses to people driving cattle to be carrying guns? I saw one of them at the Zoo River. Who gave them the license to carry guns? You must tell the world why you are giving arms to Hausa Fulani and other people are disarmed, so that Hausa Fulani people can destroy your crops. If you make noise, they will shoot you. If you complain too much, they come and sack an entire village. Children have been killed. Children killed. But it won't touch our people, will it? It's black people listening to the news. It won't touch them. No conscience. No moral outrage at evil. That was why we sold our people into slavery. There is no conscience. And we wonder why God is punishing us. You hear that other people's children are dying, and your own child is going to a private school, but it won't touch you. Until you lose your own child, then you start moaning and complaining. Most of those killed were children who, frightened by the sound of sporadic gunshots, ran out of their homes, but were gunned down by the attackers who had positioned themselves around the community. Also, 10 other persons were killed, including 4 policemen in Kaduna. The policemen attached to a commercial bank in Rigasa area of the metropolis were reportedly ambushed and killed by unknown persons while they were going home after closing from work along Nnamdi Azikiwe bypass, just as the discovery of 2 fresh corpses in Mifi on the Atakad Hills in Kaura, local government area of the state, sparked another round of skirmishes, leading to the death of 4 other people. The zoo is breaking apart. The zoo is collapsing. People are attacking people. People are dying every blessed day. At least we commend the Guardian newspaper for writing this. We are also reporting on a lighter note that the universities are still shut. But the Benue State University BSU, the chapter of the Academic Staff Union of Universities, ASU, yesterday directed its members to return to class and commence teaching immediately. The directive is sequel to the decision of the state government to pay ASU members arrears of 5 months salaries covering the 5-month-old strike nationwide. So the state has now taken it upon themselves to break the strike by paying teachers. It's always about money, isn't it? And now they are going to graduate them without anything, and they come out and they start working for this day newspaper. They start working for Sahara Reporters. And what they focus on are things that are irrelevant, publishing falsehood against Stella Odua. And then also making Bola Tinubu, a man with 15 bank accounts, with 2 Chinese hotels on your approach to Lekki. If you leave the old Morocco, if you're going from Lagos Island heading towards Lekki, on the left-hand side, you see a very beautiful hotel, Chinese hotel, owned by Tinubu, a politician turned hotelier. These are the people that made it man of the year. Dear Lord, sometimes I wonder, why did you mix me with these people? Why? I must go to the barrister, and the barrister, in all sincerity and honesty, must bring his perspective, his fresh ideas, his opinion, his very intuitive mind to the news we are presenting today. Please, barrister, you may proceed.
Thank you, Narekta. Thank you for the news. As much as we can make something out of it, let me take some few issues. As you heard me say, I will not be concerning myself much with what is happening in the zoo, except the ones that affect Biafra. Yes, I'll look into that. Now, let's first of all go into Jonathan in putting his hands into the lion's mouth correctly. That assertion is taken on by me. Because that's why you should not be looking into the north and looking out there. Because it is a caused by Haram. We have quite a lot of issues in Biafra land. Our roads, our infrastructure, everything has gone down. Instead of good effort to look on to the north, he should take his time, look after what is happening in his own land. From Bita, point down to...
Barrister, your line is a bit digital. It's not very clear. Barrister, are you at home at all? You're a suspect.
I'm at my big sister's place, but it's a bit noisy, so I'm not in the corner.
Where you are, it is very, very digital. It is not clear. You may have to move about, please. It is not clear. I can confirm that. It's not clear. It is not clear, sure. Barrister. It is not.
Is it clear now?
Yes, it's better. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Instead of
it's worse, Barrister. It is worse. You have to change position and please get back to us. It is worse. Now you come to me via Skype, please, if you may. You can come to me via Skype.
Let me get back to Skype.
It's better now. Please continue. It's better. Go ahead.
Is it better now?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So actually, what I was saying earlier, Director, is because Goodluck Jonathan has no need to go and repair anything in the north while Boko Haram are still killing, maiming, and beheading people. What is his concern is trying to repair? Is this so that the northerners will see him as a good man? Or is it that Obasanjo will see him as a good man? He should not make that mistake. Goodluck Jonathan should take that $2 billion to go and repair Biafra land. Where nobody is fighting nobody, where nobody is killing nobody. He should make the lives of people, those who are walking on the street and trying to make a living. He should build infrastructures, look after and look into their markets. Where they trade, they will remember him. For him to start going to the north, where the Boko Haram are blood hunting on a daily basis, devastating buildings, killing teachers, that he wants to go and repair it, when the war in Boko Haram area is not over, it will be a big mistake. Let me remind you, Goodluck Jonathan, no matter what you do in the northern area, they will not take you as a serious man. As far as you have not converted to Islam, you are nobody. If you like, give them your blood. You are not doing anything. That is the advice. The 2.something billion you want to go and invest in the north because you want to please Boko Haram, who are still killing your people on a daily basis. Save that money. Use it to repair our roads from Onitsha. Going straight to Umuahia, Owerri, Aba, Calabar, Akwa-Ibom. Use that money to repair our roads, because when you go to the roads in the northern side, it's far more better than the roads in Biafra land. Make use of that money, Goodluck Jonathan. Don't waste your time. And by the way, you don't have too long to stay in that seat. The APC are looking, are hunting for your head. But Obasanjo is looking after how to remove you there. Babangida and Buhari are looking the way to plot evil against you. You want to go and repair the road. For what? What credit are you looking for? Don't attempt it. If you do, then you know that you are not thinking very well. I live in that way. Probably Director will have more to say. About the killing will not stop. It will not stop until Biafra is restored. You will hear of killings on a daily basis, reported or unreported. It will be like, we are not interested in it. If Jonathan actually wanted something for the Nigerians or the people in the zoo to celebrate, he should have said, let's set up something like referendum to find out if people still want to live together. This confab where you are going to waste money that could be used to build schools, look after those who are not even up to standard, wherever they live, the water they drink, electricity. You should have used that money to build a good hospital or equip the ones that are built, not using it and giving it to those who will share it amongst themselves. And then the comfort will come to nothing, because we know it is not realistic. As the Afrans are trying to find their way out of that zoo, there is no need confabbing. Because the reason for all this conference business is mainly for the Afrans. Because for a very long time, we've been marginalized, squeezed, no job. Wherever you are looking for a job, as far as a Yoruba man is there, you will not get it. As far as you are not a Muslim, you will not get it. A Hausa man sitting at the helm of affairs, you will not get the job. So who are the people looking for all this opt-out? the Biafran. And now we are looking for it, and now we are implementing it. There is no need going for any conference. Use that money and put it to a good use, Jonathan. There is no, enough and a lot of money has been used. Chasing after the wind, it has not produced anything in that zoo. People are dying on a daily basis, even those who are not being killed by Boko Haram. They are affected by one disease or the other. Bad drinking water. They go to the hospital, they won't survive it. Use that money for the confab and invest it in the hospital. Follow them, they praise you. Not going to invest the money in the north. While Boko Haram are still in operation, still killing people. If you put that money there, the next day they will destroy whatever you're trying to implement. It's of no use. Take advice. Forget about the north and what they are doing. Until the war is over, then whenever you put any kind of structure in the north, then it will stand. For now, Boko Haram and House of Fulani are still killing people on a daily basis. So using that idea as how to go and make sure that the northerners are happy, please don't do it. Director, let me stop so far. Probably when I'm sure the noise here is reduced. Thank you.
It's better now. Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you very much. That was the voice of Barrister Mamezu, wherever you are and you're joining us. This is Radio Biafra. We must remind you once again to ask your friends to join us by going to www.radiobiafra.co. They should go to peopleofbiafra.org. They can also join us via Indigenous People of Biafra, allonword.org. Or they can download Radio Biafra free app. That is the best. Download our app and listen to Radio Biafra. That is the best way to listen to us. And then you should be able to join us and also bring your friends. Tell them, continue to add your friends on Facebook. Some of you have given up adding their friends. You must continue to add your friends on our Facebook group and also to like the page. It's very important. Our message is going out to the whole world. And believe you me, people are listening. Our lines shall shortly open, but before we do so, we have somebody on the line. You will give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
I'm calling from Adamawa State. I'm from Suka local government in the state.
You're calling from Adamawa? In the zoo?
Yeah.
In the zoo itself?
Exactly.
Yes, go ahead.
Exactly. What I want to ask you, if it be possible that you make awareness to people that are at home so that they will be able to call us back. Because as I called you last time, I told you that we are under master's command. We cannot make any move without our master's knowledge. As you said, if I have money for transportation, I should just go. So if I go like that, you know, it will cause problems between me and master. Maybe you say that I have found his money to go. So, but if you people make awareness to our parents as well to be able to call us back. So that is what I want to ask you.
Yes, if you stay to serve your master and you're worried about what people will say, what do you think they will say when you're dead? When they kill you in Adamawa? Is Adamawa not where Boko Haram, where they have state of emergency?
Exactly.
They have state of emergency in Adamawa. So what are you still doing there? Is it when they kill you and they put you in mortuary or they bury you in an unmarked grave, then you will know that you should live there? Or you're worried about what people will say? What would they say that they have not said before? And I don't know why people function by what people are saying is irrelevant. Just do what is right before God and before man. Not what people say. People will always say something. Your master will say something, but you say to him, it is better I live here alive than to live here dead. As simple as that. Your master could be one of those.
Our parents at home, they are not even aware of what is happening. If you call them and ask them, do they hear what is happening? They say they don't even know anything concerning with those people. So, and they don't even know anything concerning what is happening in Nigeria. So if it be possible that the transmitter will be carried home and made them to know what is happening, then they will put impression on those that you are under. They will be able to send us back.
Okay. But try what you can to make sure you leave that place, please. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Once again, we are welcoming you. And by way of headline, we are reporting today that a former transitional council chairman, his name is Honorable Engineer Uju Okoro, has lashed out at the rescue mission of Rochas Okorocha, describing it more or less as a gimmick, as a fraud. Of course, we knew it was a fraud. You don't need to be a soothsayer to see that. Okorocha was born and raised in the north. What do you expect him to do? He's a Hausa man through and through. So you want him to... He may even made Hausa person, gave all our hospitals to Hausa people. Turned even the hospitals in Imo State. I don't know why there hasn't been a pandemic of people dying in Imo State. I expect them to be poisoning us by now in the hospitals. After all, Hausa people are in charge of it. People don't know. We reported it on Radio Biafra. Let's go to Skype. Give us a name of where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
There hasn't been a pandemic.
Can you hear me? Turn your system down. In the bank, I'm looking here, Bikun. Turn your system down. They're not listening, are they? Amazing. Somebody called us on Skype and cannot follow simple instructions. Simple, when you call Radio Biafra, stop listening to your system. You divert every attention you have to the device with which you are calling us with. That is how to do it. Not all, I don't understand these people. Our lines are open anyway, and we must give you the number once again. The number to call is +447831308376. I repeat, +447831308376. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open, and I'm sure our Skype is also working today. And also, the coordinator's line is also working as well. Let us go to the Skype line once again to see who is there. If you will let us, I can't understand what the problem is with this thing sometimes. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype.
Hello, my name is Vincent Okechukwu. I'm calling from Casablanca, Morocco.
From Casablanca in Morocco, turn your system down, please. We plead. Turn your system down. You speak to us.
Okay. I have done it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to advise that it has been a long time I call. I traveled, but I've been doing something to make sure that our brothers in Morocco, in Casablanca here, turn off. But there are still some things, but I know with Chukwu Abiam, everything will be all right. And I want to advise our brother that called from Adamawa that he is having his master and he want to die. Okay, he want to use his life to serve his master. Ask him where he is master now. If his master is with him in that Adamawa, then he will stay with his master. But if his master is not there, let him find the available means to move that place. But if he stays there, if he calls next time, don't pick that boy call. If he don't want to go to his father's land, let him die in Adamawa. I thank you. I thank Barista Mamesu and all of Radio Biafra, both Karumonde, Ketukwenya, all of them. Thank you very much, and keep on. We are moving forward. We are moving forward in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much. Of course, we have no choice than to move forward. I don't know. Barista, can you hear me? Barista, can you hear me? Barista Mamesu, can you hear me? No, the barrister can't hear me yet. Let's go to the line. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. Hello? From London.
Hello.
We can hear you very well. Please give me your name.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Hello.
My goodness me. I don't know what is happening. Can't he hear me? I don't know why he cannot hear me. Anyway, this is Radio Biafra. Let's go to the phone line and see who is there. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening, Director. This is Val Oswala.
Yes, please go ahead.
Happy New Year to you, Director.
Same to you.
And thanks for the wonderful work. I just want to use the opportunity because the young man that called from Adamawa, this is the second or third time he's calling. That young man is actually crying out for help, but he's also stubborn again. One name, okay, let me just say this very briefly, neighbor. Don't, because of master. Your master the same day. People are dying, Adamawa. They declared it a state of emergency. What else do you want? Okay, leave the place and go and save your life. You need a cook master. You've called many times asking. We are telling you now from Biafra, go and save your life. Director, this is just what I wanted to say, because that guy has been crying for help and he needs to be told straight. Let him start going before he dies.
Maybe he needs money to go back home. I don't know.
He said if he leaves, his master will tell him he stole his money. So what is he afraid of? Let him take some money that's enough for transport and go before he dies there. He said his parents are not aware, and they, when he calls them, they tell him that nothing is happening. That guy, they're going to kill him for nothing over there. You know?
Of course they will. And we are praying that if he calls us again, we'll see what we can do to make sure he goes back home. We
please,
can put something together and send money to him to take transport and go back home. Or else he will die there. They will kill him. Boko Haram cannot stop. They have not... You know, in Iraq, they bombed Iraq a few days ago. You know that? Was it yesterday they killed people in Iraq?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They can't stop. Once this thing comes in Yemen, they are fighting. Somebody should tell me one Islamic country where there is peace. Name one where there is no so-called insurgency, where there is no fighting, no killing. There is no place on this earth. Everywhere you go to, they are fighting.
There is none, Berento, honestly. It's amazing. I mean, that young man needs to start going, you know, honestly. I really feel for him every time he calls, talking about master. He needs to save his own life first, you know. So, Director, thank you so much for all you're doing, and may God continue to bless you and bless the whole Biafrans. I know we are going to get there. This year, things will shape up. Thank you, Director, and keep the flag flying. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on Skype? No. Let's see. Barrister, can you hear me?
Director, can you?
Yes, I can now. Yes, please, go ahead. I can now. It's a lot clearer. Go ahead.
Can you? Excellent.
Yeah.
Yes, Director, of course, I appeal to you because my standpoint from here is a bit digital, as you can see. I am staying where there is quite a few noises. I mean, it's nearly 6 months, up to 8 months I haven't been into my sister's house, and she's just 5 minutes away from me. And because of my business, they don't understand. So I said today I'm coming to broadcast from here, and of course there's quite a lot of noise which I'm trying to see if I can manage. Otherwise, if you are hearing me very well, that means I'm managing.
I can hear you very well. Please, yes, go ahead. Barrister, can you hear me? No, we can't hear. The barrister is gone digital again, according to him. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, Director. Good evening, people of Biafra. Good evening, those in Malaysia, those in Africa, and those in Europe. This is Chinedu calling from Holland. Director, I just have a little bit something to contribute.
Go ahead.
What I want to say is, since yesterday I've been receiving a lot of calls after our meeting on Sunday, which also I contacted Barnabas based on that. But after the broadcast yesterday, you know, I'm always busy with my work, you know. I've been receiving a lot of calls because people are very, very angry the way the things are going now. Number one is this guy that come from Germany. Since he came here, he never contacted me. And I've been calling him. He told me that he's coming. And I've been trying to reach him. He keep on ignoring me. But I was very, very surprised to hear what is going on yesterday. But all the rest, Director, please, I want to say something. I want to tell you this, please, so that you can put it there and take a correction on that. Please, don't say that the coordinator is not doing anything. Let me tell you, the Biafra is in my heart. Nobody knows me here as a Nigerian. That is number one. And what I am doing is only God in heaven knows what I am putting in. Not because you don't see what no one is calling or the way you want the crowd to come out from Holland, it seems like I'm not doing anything. I told you, when I do my things, I do with target. I'm a man who likes to go to war, and I never fail. That is me. I plan my things very well, and I work, and once I'm going towards it, I'm always progress. I have looked at the system, and I focus on targeting the main
well-known organization here, which I've been working with them, and they promised me that January, they are fully in support of what I'm doing. This is what they tell me. And I'm also one-on-one working with them. I shouldn't know the reason why I should come on air and bring in a shame into my life like this. I've been communicating with people which are giving me also support, that they will come along with some proof to go to the meeting there so that they can gain the soul of the people. So the whole land will come up. I shouldn't know the reason why the director will be just like this, that the coordinator is not doing anything. So I was working with the Barnabas to see that you will be at the present in the meeting, the upcoming meeting. I sent him a text, which I was expecting him to give me a feedback. I didn't see all these things. The letter we were asked to send, I sent this letter all. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Please, I love the Afamo even more than you, dear director. And I'm saying this just to give a respect for those who have Biafra in their mind just like me. I'm a man who doesn't like to talk. If you ask the people who knows me, I don't talk. I believe in action and I do it. I've been sending money to the Radio Biafra because I never mention my name. I can call now, you go and verify. This is me. I don't like talking. When I see things, I do it. That is my own way of life. I hope you are getting what I'm saying, director. Please, I want this issue of coordinator is not doing anything. Please to stop. Let this guy carry on. I shouldn't know the reason why he would send someone from Germany to come over here. He can't even contact me. He starts there. And he's contacting all the members, trying to fix them to be a coordinator. Is it how we would work this thing? Please, I'm advising. Let Biafra not look like it's Sudan. Because the way things are going, believe me, it will look like Sudan. Where will go Biafra? I want things to be a system. I want things to be well organized. Because the way things are moving is not the right track. Please, let everyone take correction on this. Because the members of the meeting here, they brought Roland here, they are calling me. She's giving out the money we recover, almost 500 or something, which I want to send. They say they want their money back. What can I do, director? You see how you are bringing that shame into my life? I don't like this kind of thing. Please.
Have you finished? Have you finished? Have you finished? I didn't cut you off. Have you finished?
Yes, sir, I have finished. If you have something to ask me.
I don't want to ask you. You are not the coordinator for Holland. And that's the end of the story. As simple as that. Thank you very much. And goodbye. This is Radio Biafra. We must move ahead. Anybody who is not performing will be dropped immediately. We are not here to pretend nonsense. We are here to get Biafra. We have a caller on Skype if they can still join me. And Barrister, your line is digital. Your line is digital. This is Radio Biafra. We must move ahead. We need brave men and women to fight this battle. Those that suffer from the scratches are the people we need. I hate excuses. Boko Haram needs no excuse to kill you. Therefore, we don't need excuses. If you cannot perform, you'll be dropped immediately. Give Hello. Us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Ma'am, Chineke, ma'am, good evening, Nandi.
Good evening, my dear brother, please go ahead.
Yes, I only want to talk about the Biafran in Damawa. I would want you, when he calls next, please, demand his master's phone number from him, so that we talk to the master directly.
Yes, the young man. In fact, I must remind everybody that thank you very much. Because maybe he doesn't have money to go home, but we are beginning to raise money for him. Our dear sister has sent in money for this young man. She has sent us nearly 50. She sent $100 for this man. So I'll contact the young man. I'll get Ikechukwu to speak to him and the other principal officers, and then we can arrange. In fact, Rita Anibogo can arrange it from back home, so he can come back. We have somebody who have said they will make available to us £56 to make sure that this, because that's where the $100 is here, is £56, you see. So we'll make that available to the young man to try and get him back home. Go ahead.
Why is he lying? Why is he lying? Because he said he had the money for the master. So if he calls you again, just tell him, okay, of course, it's a wonderful and quick reaction from you that somebody is taking care of the issue. But in case he persists and calls again, tell him to give you the number of that he said master.
Yes, we'll do so. As you've, I've written it down. I've made a note of it. So to make sure that when next we get a call from him, I'll get the, or in fact, I'll get somebody to call him. We will mandate those at home to make contact with him and to ensure that they we speak to the master to allow this boy to go and serve God in Biafra land.
Director, the second issue is, please, this Holland thing is trying to create some kind of...
It will not create anything. My dear brother, we will not discuss Holland anymore on this radio station. Holland is off the radar. No more. The case is finished.
I just hope that that guy is not... we prove him not innocent so that we don't make mistakes.
There is nothing like that here. We don't have second chance. I've made it very clear. The same thing applies to every member of Belia that supported APC. They cannot come close to what we are doing. Not now, not ever. I am unforgiving. This is Radio Biafra. We are not here to mess up. I want people to go and study why we lost the war. Is this type of nonsense that led us to lose the war? Having people without the requisite command to give them war front to go and command. They came back talking nonsense. We want men who can stand up and be counted.
You're right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and God bless you.
Thank you very, very much. Anybody discussing Holland, their number will be bad. We don't want to discuss Holland anymore. That case is closed. Completely closed. That will never to be discussed. We have a coordinator in Holland. And so shall it be. Where have they been all this while? Kebehano. They are smoking ganja and looking at naked women from glass window in Amsterdam. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Chinedu Aganeku, alias Kwekomeno, calling from Italy.
Please go ahead.
Yes, I want to thank you once again. Please, I want to use this opportunity to ask our brothers everywhere, you know, so that everybody will keep on struggle hard, because if you look in the list they have presented that wants to separate from so many countries, I didn't see Biafra. So I would like to see Biafra, you know. I would like to see Biafra. So if we know what we are doing, let us, you know, write a letter to all those people in the UN and other ones, so that they will know what we are doing, you know. Please, I want to see Biafra in Dallas. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very much. We are going to Skype, I think it is. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Please raise your voice. This is Radio Biafra. Bring your voice up a bit, please, if you may. Can you hear me? He is listening to something else, for goodness sake. I don't know our people. Nobody wants to listen to simple instruction. Even those from Holland. Simple instruction we can get. How can we win this battle with these people? When our people can't follow instructions, if you call, turn your system down. Why is that difficult for them to follow? Eh? I don't get it. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, this is Alvana Time, my boy.
And what is your name again, please?
Chimezi Odo, I'm from Ghana.
You're calling from Ghana. You will speak English to us, or broken English, or anyhow you like it. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Okay. Actually, I called to say,
Are you in a bar, in a beer parlor?
No. I'm with my brothers.
Do they know you're speaking to Radio Biafra?
Yes.
Do they know you're talking to Radio Biafra? That the world is hearing your voice? Do they know that? Let us go to the line again and see if the barrister can join us. I don't know if he's there. For some reason, God knows what is wrong with our Skype lines. Something is going on I can't quite understand. Something is not right. Give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on the coordinator's line, please. The coordinator on the coordinator's line or PRO, can you hear me? Oh my goodness me. Even coordinators as well. I don't believe this.
Hello.
Do you who are give us your name and where you're calling from, please? Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the coordinator's line, please. Our people are deaf. Hello. And they can't hear. Go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Director, I use this opportunity once again to thank you. My name is Emmanuel Chede Uzigwe. I'm serving people of Biafra here in Italy as PRO. Happy New Year, sir.
Same to you.
I still use this opportunity to thank Barrister Imam Mezu, Karumonde, and all editorial board of Radio Biafra. I say all to them, Happy New Year once again. So, Director, I use this opportunity to notify every coordinators here in Italy who is listening to me this moment that after this particular broadcast that we will be having our Skype meeting. Please let them remember our meeting. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Very direct. I can't understand why others cannot follow very simple instruction as this very young man that called us from Italy. If you call Radio Biafra on Skype, turn your system down. Turn it down. Very simple. I don't know why that is difficult to understand. If you want to hear your voice later on, you can go and play a replay of the program. This is Radio Biafra, please. The name of our sister that made the donation for the young man to travel back home is Olivia Rejoice Mwosu. Thank you very much. She's in the United States of America. I think somewhere around Maryland or so, I believe it is. Thank you very much for that. We shall forward same to the young man. We're going to give him a call and then make him aware that we are thinking about him. And I will want him to go home safe. We want him to back home safe where he belongs. This is Radio Biafra. If you want to join us for this very conversation today, the number to call is +447831308376. I repeat, +447831308376. If you send us your messages, we shall also read them out. If you send them to us, we will read them out. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. You must continue to spread the good news. You must continue to make sure that the issue of Biafra reverberates around the world the same way we got most of the people, most of the journalists, especially Peter Spiegel of Financial Times, the European correspondent, to respond yesterday by saying, I have heard you. Please leave me alone. At least that's one person who has heard us. That is why we must prepare and keep tweeting. We have a caller on the line, on the coordinator's line. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, great man. This is Onyeka Shukwe Zemba, the PR of Biafra France in Germany.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Director, let me first by thanking you for the great job and all the editorial board of Radio Biafra. I thank you all for the wonderful work you are doing. Let me use this opportunity to tell all the coordinating unit in Germany, mostly, that please, the coordinators should contact me for a very important message because of the meeting coming this their own meetings, the regional meetings that they will hold this week. And also, most importantly, this CASE, coordinator of CASE, Berlin, and Hanover, also Stuttgart. I need them to contact me. It's urgent. CASE, Berlin, Stuttgart, please should contact me. It's very important. I need their contact from now till end of till end of this week. If I don't see their contact till the end of this week, it will not be good. I need it. I want to know, because this area, these people, in a very long time, we haven't heard from anything from them. So we want to know if they are still working or not. So, and I encourage every coordinator, please, please also contact me. That is an urgent message this week. Thank you very much, Director, and keep on your good work.
Thank you very much. I love what I'm hearing from in Germany. I love the way they're behaving. They must continue. The caller is on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good evening, Director. This is Festus Unoka from Italy.
Festus, you're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Yes, this is me, Director. I am the heart of my able director again. And I try to put on the radio that they should listen. I'm still doing my job as a supporting coordinator to Michael Irania in Padova. Please, Director, I will pass the phone with your order for our able director to speak with you in a little bit. I don't know if I would permit.
Yes, of course.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please. Your name.
My name is Lawrence Nanna. From Italy. First of all, I really appreciate your good work. God will continue to strengthen you. On our side here, we are doing our possible best to see that we put everything in order. You know, to lead our people is very difficult, but we try to see what we can be able to do. I really thank Christos for his ability, at least to be able to put one or two things together. And
yes.
Also, thank you very much, and God will continue to strengthen you. Therefore, we stand. We know that. No two ways about it. Whether they like it or not, Biafra will stand and will stand forever. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. And God bless you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank
you. It was a pleasure to hear your voice. Thank you. In fact, both of you, Festus, continue the work that you're doing. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open. Heaven knows we can't afford to lie. Our Skype is giving problem. We don't know where it's coming from. It's unusual for Skype to give this type of problem, but it's here. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are.
Hello, Mr. Director. This is Chukwemeka Ochukwu from France. I want to thank you again, once again, for what this Agoyin Biafra creating an awareness to the whole people of Biafra. And I must tell you today that really I am not really happy today of concerning the today's transmission, because I can see there is a lot of Biafra who never wants to move forward and who is trying to draw others back. I think I will suggest something. And what I'm going to suggest, because you know I'm a kind of human being who doesn't tolerate nonsense. I don't tolerate nonsense, I mean that I'm somebody who always wants to move forward in life. And whosoever that will be on my side and who doesn't want to move forward, I will drop him. And I will keep on going forward. And what I can suggest to this Radio Biafra is if it's going to be possible to call on meeting, general meeting, European meeting, even people who are even outside the world, if they can, after outside Europe, if they can make it to come as well, host a meeting of all the coordinators and the PROs and the people who are serving on the Biafra radio unite. You know, maybe you can host it in London, maybe you can host it anywhere you want, and let everybody make sure that they come. And because we got to sort a lot of things out, and we got to give them a code of conduct. Because I see, you know, somebody who doesn't know where he is going cannot coordinate people, because he's going to lead a blind man cannot lead people, because he's going to lead people blind, you know, blindly, and he's going to make them fall into troubles. And I think this code of conduct must be issued to anybody that calls himself a coordinator. And another thing I want to, I have observed in this coordinating of a thing and this Radio de Biafra, not everything that we discuss on air and about the coordinators who are not moving forward or who are moving forward, it shouldn't be discussed on air. I think we've got to be serious so that people who are supporting us will see the seriousness in us. And they can even volunteer a lot of, you know, their own efforts to push us forward. But if people who are coordinating are yet to come up, or maybe yet to know where they are going, I think it looks somehow. I don't know.
If they don't know, then they'll be out. We don't have time to train people or send them to school. We need natural-born leaders to emerge. That's what we're doing. We want natural-born leaders to emerge. We don't have time to school anybody, to nurse anybody. That time, we don't have it.
I'm not talking about schooling them. At least, let every coordinator be one and let them speak one language. That is moving forward. At least if you can make it, just call on the meeting of the whole coordinators. Let them come. They must know, you must give them the code of conduct.
They have it already. They all have that already. Everybody who is not obedient to what is coming out of the International Directorate in Malaysia and in Thailand, that person is on their own. As simple as that. Everybody must adhere to those set of principles issued from our International Directorate. And they must abide by it. If not, they'll be off. We don't have time to waste or to take people who are indisciplined into battle and let our enemies rout us overnight. We can't afford to do that. That is why we are dedicated here, and that is why we must continue to do what we're doing. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, your name and where you are. Give me your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Ifeanyi Ichukwu Okoyo. Yeah, I'm calling from Barcelona.
From Barcelona, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, director, I want to give you a big thanks for your wisdom on this program. I see the handwork of God in your life because we have to learn by history. You see, concerning the issue of your homeland, you have said it, and that's how it should. Like if you take an example as a Moses in the land of Egypt, because of the people of Israel, this young man did not enter into the promised land, the promise. So we have to be very strictly. We are not like we are hating the people in Holland. They are all our brothers. But we are on the bad time of the day. So everything we are now doing, we have to move it fast. It's not like because or not they are connected or whatever they are in Holland. They are still our brothers and we have to treat them good. But what they have to understand that we don't have time on our side. So these two chances cannot be tolerated because we are on the neck. The whole situation is in our neck. So I really give God the glory, the wisdom you have in handling this issue. So our people in Holland, I'm still begging them that we are not against them, but they have to understand that this issue of PRO coordinator or president of it really doesn't matter in this issue. We want a Biafra where our president can be going to the farm with the family. We are all equal. We have access to the president. Being the president or being the director, we are all equal. Anything you have to do for the Biafra to come through, just do it without money, whether you are PRO, whether you are whatever or whatever. So that's really I want to give you the great credibility for your wisdom in handling this issue. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Give us your name and where you are. We have another caller on Skype. Maybe our Skype is going to behave now. Your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good morning. Good morning, in Malaysia.
Thank you. Go ahead.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Okay, Director, I want to use this opportunity and thank you for the good work you have been doing for us to restore this Biafran. Okay? So I know that Almighty Abiyama will lead us through and we'll get it. Understand. So, Director.
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead. The world is listening to your voice. Go ahead, please. We are listening. Okay. Go ahead.
See, I want to ask you, assuming now we got a Biafra, so I want to know where will be the capital.
Enugu. What's wrong with Enugu?
Okay, Enugu.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Enugu, people died because of that place. People went to battle to die defending Enugu as their capital. Our people must learn how to honor the memory of people. That is why we have no memorial. There is not one single tree we have planted to the memory of the dead. Not one. We fought under the tricolor of the rising sun. That is our flag. We fought under Enugu as our capital. That's where we're going. Then the people can decide what to do afterwards. Very simple. Let us go to the line again. Onto the coordinator's line. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear? We have a caller on the coordinator's line. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
I am Emmanuel Nweke Okafor. I'm calling from Thailand.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I will join others to say thank you for everything. Anyway, from what I've heard from some people regarding the procedural operations in this our struggle, I would like to probably read a kind of a two paragraphs from certain information that is often given to coordinators. And when most of them do not act in line with this procedural operation, it means that the person probably is on his own. So when we argue about, I wouldn't like people to accuse you of being a dictator. Now, would I like to see the coordinator of all coordinators who is doing his best to be seen as a bad man too? It is clear that we try as much as we can to incorporate, to collaborate, and do everything in the interest of peace. But to some extent, somehow, some people also would like to do things in their own. For instance, allow me to read these two paragraphs.
Go ahead. You've not told us who you are.
I have said I am Emmanuel Nweke Okafor. Maybe the Skype was flushing.
No, that is your name. What is your authority? Who are you? That's what I mean by that.
Okay, I'm presently the secretary. And I'm actually presently the one documenting all the information, including the letters sent to all the coordinators as well.
Go ahead.
So to some extent, I can say vividly and clearly that we are trying our best to make sure that we handle everybody in love and peace. So, for example, let me read a kind of two paragraph that will help some people to see how somehow and sometimes we operate in peace and in unity. For example, on 13th of October, every coordinator, all of them, they have gotten about 20 or 21 different types of letters trying to instruct them from coordinator of all coordinators on how to do things. Now, in 13th October 2013, then this letter was given to all the coordinators. And the letter goes like this. Dear esteemed coordinator, peace in the Lord. As your coordinating work is becoming more fruitful, inspirational, and extra challenging, it is also necessarily pertinent that sense of orderliness should and must be seen within. Since we do not intend to have disorderly and disorganized country, even the uprising in the Middle East never locate themselves as people without an organized system. Please endeavor to do a little research on the event of the Middle East that brought a profound change since the human history and discover how organized they were. Therefore, let us be reminded that among many other things, the role of the editorial board of Radio Biafra London is to ensure administration of all the various coordinators' activities and the execution of the Radio Biafran's mission all over the world. All the coordinators execute the decision of the Radio Biafra, London. Radio Biafra, London provides the coordinators with the information relevant to such decisions. Number one, it defines the coordinator's mission. Number two, it ensures each country under Radio Biafra fulfills its role. Number three, it ensures the participation of all in an orderly manner. Four, it ensures that each coordinator adapts to the needs of the Biafran people in their care. With this in mind, all the coordinators are hereby called to follow orders, instructions, and directives as only given by the Radio Biafra. It is self-evidently clear that any coordinator who takes orders or even gets involved with any other groups, persons, without informing the Radio Biafra is not part of us. This call is a free will call. Therefore, everybody who feels that he or she cannot take orders only from the Radio Biafra in this mission should excuse us on time. We need orderliness. Besides, all your efforts are noted and highly appreciated. You are really serving your country in an unqualified manner. It is our faith that Shufua Bema, the great God, will protect and guide you all. So, letter of this nature and so many other letters have been dispatched, and all coordinators are bound to follow the instruction. One might be the best of all coordinators on his own, but the point is that there should be an order. There should be a system. There should be an administration in which people should follow instruction in order for us to get what we want. Otherwise, it should be a disordered society. So that is just what I want to say. So, and I'm saying it for some people, many of us who may not be aware of how we operate. So no coordinator is removed because of personal grudges or whatever, but simply because we need an orderly system. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. When was this letter you read out now? When was it sent?
It was sent in October 2013. And there are so many other letters, even after that. After registration, then we began to use the word Indigenous People of Biafra.
Yes.
But before then, we have been going with so many letters, even on a weekly basis. Coordinator of our coordinators, he will always direct us on how to do, and we try to call, even on Skype. For example, we are talking about Holland, and Holland has consistently ignored all the letters and information, consistently decided to do the way he wants. I don't want to delve on that because you have said that we close.
Yes, Holland is closed. It's closed. But you have sent. I know what I'm talking about. I can't just come and dismiss a group like that without having my evidence intact. I'm not at liberty to expose that on air. But they failed to follow orders. They failed to follow simple instructions, and we cannot afford that in the new Biafra. It will not happen. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very, very much. I don't know if we have a caller. We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director. This is Samuel Okoli from Manchester.
Yes, Samuel. Thank you very much. Welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Director, I would like to say a very big thank you to you for all the wonderful work, all the services you're rendering to your people, our people, the Biafran people. At the same time, may I continue to pray that your parents, the parents that brought you into this world, that taught you that life is not all about chasing material things, but to really understand that one injustice done to some people in other place is injustice done to every people in everywhere. Director, may I say it again. May God continue to bless your parents who made you a man that you are today. One couldn't have a better parent like them. Another thing I would like to remind our people in Manchester area of our upcoming meeting on the 10th of this month, Friday. It will be at 5 o'clock at the Manchester Central Fire Station, the community hall. It's near the Chinese supermarket. It's just a walking distance from Piccadilly. Just if you're driving, you just type M44FP. It's on Thompson Street, New Cross. Or you can as well contact this number. It's for our coordinator and myself, the PRO as well. It's 0782-743-4649. Another one, 0741-522-7145. Thank you, Director. May God continue to bless you and bless all those who are working tirelessly together with you to make sure that our freedom is achieved.
Thank you very much as well. Thank you. We have a caller on the line on Skype for that matter. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director. My name is Mr. Charles Ongwe, calling from Italy.
Thank you very much. Charles, go ahead.
Director, Happy New Year and the editorial members of Radio Biafra. And I want to comment on the so many threats of the Hausa Franny Orogaki, who are masterminding to bring down the effort of Jonathan for all he has been doing since 3 years in the Dazu Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Honestly, when I go to the website, the Facebook Biafra West page, you see a lot of young Franis coming into that page to make a nonsense of the page and fighting of words, which means they are prepared to make sure that they want to frustrate effort of Jonathan and they want to fight the resurrection of the Biafra. I am standing this night to tell the, especially the Northerners, the Arewa Forum, no matter how they have come together and gathered together with the allies of Iran, Hezbollah, and the...
Are you there? Can you hear me? Have we lost you? My goodness me, this thing is... We need to get it resolved as quickly as possible. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Yes, please stay where you are. In a second, we are coming to you. Maybe this other line is working. The coordinator's line seems to be working. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, this is Kingsley from Malaysia.
Kingsley, what is your surname?
My surname is Wangwa. Kingsley Marachi Wangwa.
That's better. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, I must congratulate you and Barrister Imam Mezu, every editorial board of Radio Biafra. Congratulations once again. I'm calling based on our people calling and asking where our capital will be in Biafra land. I think that question is not necessary at this point. It's not necessary at the point in time. What's necessary for me is how we can be able to restore our land. What are the things that is needed urgently for us to go down to the zoo and take what belongs to us? This is the area I believe we should all look into and be discussing more every day. Anybody who is not contributing anything, we discuss about those issues. Then we can be able to achieve. We need to buy guns. We need to buy so many things to go down there. We are no longer talking about all these things. But what is much important for us now is where will our capital will be? Maybe one day somebody will be asking question, who will be our president? Another person will be asking question, who will be the next president or governor or this and that? You know, then I know you would like to respond to them, give them the answer. No. There should be something, you know, like policemen, when they caught you, maybe you did not do anything, they will tell you, okay, we have found out you did not do anything, but you was the right place at the wrong time. These questions are at the wrong time. When we get down to Biafra land, then you can ask. It's the freedom of speech we are into, right? But you ask the question at the right time. That is one. Then, my second view is, you are asking what is the problem about the Skype. They are not there, but with the little knowledge, check your bandwidth. I mean, the network, you are using the bandwidth because you are consuming more load. Many people is calling you. As they are calling you, the network will be dropping. So it can be interrupted through that medium. Thirdly, you check your system, the system you are using, if it is not affected with any virus or whatever. But I prefer you use iPad. You know, so
that's what we're using. Clifford Iranya bought us iPad, so did Pius Dike. That is what we are using. But unfortunately, this problem is coming via iPad. And in terms of bandwidth, I accept what you're saying, it is unlimited. Because Biafrans can afford unlimited when it comes to our supply of data transfer and signaling. It's unlimited. Okay. So we don't know what the problem is. And we even paid Skype for that matter. They said we have too many people on Skype. Then we paid them as well. So we don't know what the problem is. We don't know. But I'm sure we'll try and resolve it tomorrow, hopefully.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And God bless.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra. We have people calling and we must respond to them. We must take their calls, wherever they call us from. This is Radio Biafra. Hello? The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Coordinator. I am Chukwu Emeka Anorievo, calling from Indonesia, but I'm from Angola.
You're from Angola. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Coordinator, please, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing for your people, for our people, because you know everybody can handle this kind of job that you are doing. I also want to thank Barista, Kulamande, and everybody that contributed collectively to this struggle. But Coordinator, what I want to ask you is that, please, I want you to do me a favor, just a single favor, please. I want you to please allow me to serve you in this struggle. If there's any way I can serve you, in spirit and in mind, please, I want you to serve you, please. Don't deny me this opportunity, please.
Are you part of us in Indonesia? Did you see me when I came to Indonesia?
Yeah, I'm a strong member of Indonesia. But when you came to Indonesia, I was not aware of this program. So a friend of mine introduced me to this program from Malaysia. But I'm already a strong member in Indonesia, in Biafra, in Indonesia. Yeah, I'm already doing my best to combat people. But I think this struggle is a struggle for survival. So anybody that wants to join can join the race.
Okay.
So what I want to ask you that.
So you are now part of the family in Indonesia, I presume. You are now part of us, yes?
A full member.
Wonderful. You're a good man. Then you have spoken very well. That is how we are. We take people on face value. But of course, we do the screening afterwards. You have spoken so well that you may have to come home with us. You will come with us when we're going home.
Yeah.
Your coordinator will tell you.
Please.
And then they will place you on an aeroplane and then you come and meet us at home. Because we are very serious about getting Biafra. We are not here to joke or to play. People should watch and see. And by the way, thank you very much, my dear brother. Go and speak to your coordinator in Indonesia. They will prepare all of you, those of you who are volunteers from there, to come home and join us very shortly. It is going to happen. We promise something and we deliver. That was what Wangwa was saying from Malaysia. There are many important things to talk about. How are we going to sustain our campaign? That is important. People that only did Twitter for about 4 weeks and they are tired. How can they sustain a campaign? We fought a war for 3 years. We gave up. We surrendered. How come Southern Sudan fought for 30 years? What type of mentality do you, what type of mental strength do you need to be able to sustain a campaign of that magnitude without crumbling after 2-3 days? You become demoralized. That is why we need people who are hardened. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, this is Chibuzo Ijoma.
And where are you calling from, Chibuzo?
Yes, I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Dakar is in Senegal. Please go ahead.
Coordinator, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing.
Please, I'm not the coordinator. It's Ikechukwu Enyiago. Ikechukwu is our coordinator in the Far East. Of the whole, the coordinator of all coordinators. I am Nnamdi Kanu.
Okay, I want...
Yes, please. Go ahead. Go ahead, I'm listening. Go ahead, I am listening. We are listening to you. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Have we lost him? We may have. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. Hello, the caller on the phone. Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, my name is Chibuzo from Dubai.
Chibuzo, what is your surname?
Hello.
What is your surname?
Yeah, I want to contribute about the issue of Biafra.
You will contribute, Chibuzo, but you will give me your surname. Ahan Nagobogene, what is your father's name?
My name is Chibuzo from Imo State, Olo.
What is your surname? Your father's name? What is your father's name?
My name is Chibuzo Amajoy from Olo.
That's better.
Chibuzo Amajoy from Olo.
That is better. You can now go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. We are listening to you, Chibuzo. Go ahead and say what you want to say.
Yeah, I'm very, very, very happy. I support you people, you know, the way I'm talking about Biafra. You know, I support you, my brother. I'm very, very happy. God will bless you. I want you to go ahead. God will support every Biafra citizen, because some of us will scatter all Biafra citizens scatter all over the world. So we want Biafra to get hold in time, so that every Nigerian will come back home. You know, every Biafra citizen will come back home, so that we benefit what we lost long time ago, so that we benefit it here in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. We have heard you. Thank Hello. You. And you must support us also where you are. Wherever you are, you must join the Biafran family. Go to Facebook and type in Biafrans in whichever area you're in. Ask for the coordinator. Make contact with them and start attending the Biafran family meeting. Wherever you are. We are not a group. We are not an association. We are simply Biafrans. That is who we are. So any meeting you attend is a family meeting. And the thing is, when you travel from one country to another, you see the difference. Because if you are a Biafran and you are traveling from Canada to Qatar, there will be people to receive you at the airport. You travel to Indonesia, the same thing. Somebody is traveling from Japan and they are coming to Germany, there are people to receive them. Truly, we are building a global phenomenon. One need the number. Onurube one nabal also. Here we are doing it. But you have to work very hard. If you don't, you'll be removed. One other in a car, we must make it very clear. Give us your name and where you are. They have gone. They couldn't stay longer on Skype. They have gone. Please, we ask you to remain where you are. If you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct from our studios here in London. We expect the barrister to please try and rejoin us very shortly. On a night, we are bringing you at least the nights from London, we must say, because right now the time is 8 p.m. in the evening. It's 7:45 in the evening. And by way of our headlines, please, and what we did not actually cover. You know that the Yorubas have been to go and look at Stella Odua's CV. And nowhere in her CV did she mention masters. the CV that she went to work with, there is no masters on it. Yet they wanted to bring her down. Do you see that when we defend our people, we know those we are defending? Not everybody. We don't defend Peter Obi. He's a murderer. Do we defend Rochas Okorocha and Islamists? No. We know those we defend. At the end of the day, their hands are clean. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, this is Benjamin Okeke calling from Sweden.
Please go ahead.
Nande, I want to maybe somehow to refer on issue of the ex-coordinator in Holland.
I will not discuss Holland. It is closed.
But there is something, because we have many listeners here. That is what is paining them. If you can give me an opportunity to talk, I can talk, because I'm a regular listener and I'm one of the zonal coordinators. The issue there is that there's a day, or the day you people brought this on air, Ikechukwu himself told this man that he has to write a letter. That means a sort of apology letter. But that letter have not been written, and the next day you people dismiss this man. You understand? People are feeling not so good. I don't know if there is any opportunity to give that man. You understand? Because that man, short, personally, we are feeling the man here. That is the problem. I know that you, going back to this issue, you may not like it, but I must, as a Biafra, I must say my opinion. That's what I'm feeling. You understand?
Yes, you must say your opinion. I welcome people to express their views, and I also expect you as a zonal coordinator to abide by the decision we have taken in relation to this very matter. A decision has been taken, and I'm afraid to say it is irreversible, and I will tell you why. We are not in a democracy. We are in a quasi-war. We are preparing people to obey simple command and order. When Biafra comes, we can do democracy from now till the kingdom come. We can sit outside under Nonukoba discussing Biafra forever and debating where the capital should be, what school uniform should the kids wear, what type of building should we house our legislators. We have time to discuss all of that. Right now, our mission is to go and get Biafra. It is a command and a direct instruction. Anybody that disobeys instruction will be removed immediately. As a coordinator, I expect you, if you have something to say, you have your own coordinator where you are. We have the European representative in Evangelist Barnabas Ago. You go and speak to all these people. Go and you yourself can say, I have a representation. After all, the coordinators, they have a forum. He can go there and make his representation on the coordinators' forum. And then Ikechukwu will tell me the decision reached by all of you, the coordinators. And then I'll be able to carry it out. That's what we do. If I'm advised by the coordinators, if you all have a meeting and say, in view of XYZ, this is our decision, Ikechukwu communicates that to me, it will be carried out. I refer that to the board and you'll be ratified. It's as simple as that. So we must make people understand that every decision we take here is actually a collective decision, not the decision of a few people. Everything we do has been suggestions by people, ideas and opinions offered by people, not our own. If he has something to do, like this letter you're talking about, you yourself take this very petition to your group. Take it back to coordinators. You will discuss it there and trash it out, and it shouldn't be discussed on air. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, for that. But there's another thing. I want to tell you that Sweden... Biafras in Gothenburg, Sweden, they are now coming out because I spoke with most of them. Many have shown interest, and we have, in short, we are topping now.
That's good.
And even Swedish people, when they see me, they say, keep on keeping on, because they learn that when Uche Morfa have been speaking, and in short, everybody, even Swedish people that are listening to this radio.
Yes, so because of the work you did. Because of the work you did, you see, it's very simple. People should not get demoralized because you have tried before and you failed. Shouldn't mean keep on trying. That's what the barrister said. Barrister Mamezu said, don't come here and tell us that you're trying and nobody's listening to you. This, you're giving up. Keep trying until something happens. That is what we want to see. So thank you very much for that. Anything you have, any coordinator, any PRO, anybody that has anything to say regarding the situation in Holland, please, there is a forum. Ike, you could make that available to them. Everybody should go there. All the coordinators can meet and discuss this very issue. And their recommendations will be passed on to the Editorial Board of Radio Biafra. And the decision will be taken. We are not going backwards. We only move forward. Thank you very much. And God bless you. We are going to the line once again. We our Skype is now behaving. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. My name is Chukwudi Uke. I'm calling from Sweden. But I'm from Ogun government in Enugu.
Go ahead.
Director, well, my colleagues here in Sweden have said most of the things I want to say. You understand? But only thing I want to contribute there. I'm not angry that they removed, they said they want to step down. Because in government, they can tell you to step down. And since you're not getting anything, you're just working for your people with your open mind. If they tell you to step down, I don't think you'll be angry to step down. That's the reason. But only place I'm a little bit angry on how they treat the case is sending a person from Germany to go to Holland. And the person getting to Holland, he could not able to call the person that they say step down. He could not able to call him to tell him that this is what he come to do. Maybe the person can go and visit him. You understand? That's where I'm a little bit angry. Because I have this problem in many countries. We have had it in Spain. I was aware when Spain own was going on. I was aware when Italy own was going on. Even here now we have problem in Japan that they're not responding. So I don't know if this man will still go to Japan to arrange the people of Japan to be active, or is it because of Holland is close to Germany, or maybe you know some people in Holland, that's why you go and meet them. I don't know. I'm just saying my mind. And Switzerland is not up to the standard we need him. We need them. Is he going to go to Switzerland also to go and meet people to talk to them?
Wherever we think it is necessary to send him, we shall send him.
Okay, we should send him to Japan. Because Japan
anywhere we feel necessary to send him, we send him there.
Japan is necessary to us, as we know, because they are the one that goes.
Now listen very carefully.
Yeah?
Listen very, very carefully.
I'm listening.
We are in a state of war.
I know.
We are not in a quasi-democracy. We are in a quasi-war. It must be made very clear. It is command and control. This issue will no longer be discussed. If you phone Radio Biafra again to discuss it, you will not be given an airing. As simple as that. You will drop this very issue with immediate effect. It will no longer be discussed. And that's the end of it. This is Radio Biafra. Let us go to the line to take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, I'm Amaka from Norway.
Amaka, try and speak English if you can, please. Go ahead.
Leave the issue of Holland alone.
Any coordinator that talks about it will step down this night. Any coordinator that calls Radio Biafra again to discuss this very issue will step down immediately. They'll be removed right now, this very minute. They will not ask us we are. They think this is some kind of stupid mass-up joke. Do you think that this is some other stupid group? You can wake up and talk rubbish. Do they know what you have achieved? In less than 2 years, do they know what we have achieved? They don't know that. They think we achieve what we achieve by being complacent. I don't tolerate complacency. I don't.
It's too much. Leave it. The thing has been discussed. You people have the forum of how to take up things. Then you do it there. And make the line available for other discussions and topics. And stop talking about the same thing and the same thing and the same thing. You know? Too much of argument is not
It's not what we are here for. Anybody that discusses it again, they will be off tonight, this very minute. We are not here to joke. If there are only 4 people left, we will proceed. After all we needed was 100 men, not more than that. We want to set a record that history will remember us for. They think we are joking. You think we need an entire village to be able to do this? How many of them we are there? It's only Radio Biafra against the might of Yoruba media, and they run when they hear from us. They run away. We don't need to be 1 million men before we can do something. Only a handful that are courageous can do it. Thank you very much, my dear sister. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must proceed with our news coverage this very evening. The issue of that very place has come and gone. It's rested. It's finished. It is gone and finished. We can't take calls on it anymore. I believe in free speech. I believe in it, and I would defend the right of anybody to speak freely, but not on this very issue, because it is not taking us forward. We are people are not performing. Things are being done to get them to perform. It's as simple as that. We are here to get Biafra, not to joke. If it's only four people, then so shall it be. So shall it be. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on the line? I don't know why this jumped in. We had a caller before, and this other call jumped in. We please ask them to call back. The caller before should call back. We had a caller thing, I believe, that was from Italy before another call interrupted it, and then it had to cut. We ask you to please call back. Let us go to the phone line. Let us go to the phone line. Let us go and see if they're back. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are. We are in London. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I can see the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? What is good? Of course, it's... Can you hear me? I can hear the static on your line. Can you hear me? I ask you to try and call us back. Try and call us back, please. That very caller should try and call us back. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We are going to the line to see who is there. You will give us your name and where you are, the caller on the coordinator's line, and for ourselves, we're in London. Go ahead.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Emmanuel Modi from South Africa.
Yes, Emmanuel, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, please. Go loud and clear. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm the secretary of Biafra in South Africa. First of all, I want to thank you for all you are doing, and we are very proud of you. And first of all, let me use this opportunity to announce our coming meeting on Sunday, this very Sunday, at our usual place, 433 Commissioner Street, Fairview, Johannesburg Central. Let our people know that we are having our meeting as usual. And another thing I want to tell you is that I'm very delighted this evening the way you are taking issues, because this is the very time. This is the time for us to move into action, not the time for discussions now. You know, if we are going for war, whatever we are going, this is the time. Whatever discussion anybody is coming up with, the person has to know that we are not here to entertain past issues or any other discussion that has gone away. We are here now to discuss how we are moving into action. Are you hearing me?
The world is hearing you loud and clear. The whole world is listening. The whole world is hearing you. Go ahead, please.
Okay, this is the time for us to move into action. If anybody has any suggestion, if anybody who is willing to volunteer in any way, this is the time for the person to come out. So we are telling you that we are building a very strong, mighty group in South Africa here, and we are gathering up. We are still trying to get our people together, and I want to use this opportunity to tell our people in South Africa that the game has changed. We have moved to another level now. We are no more playing. We are very, very serious. So the ship of our freedom is moving. Anybody who is interested now, this is the time for to come in. You know, I'm happy when you say that we don't need 1 million people to do the job. We need those who are committed and those who are courageous. You know, this is the time for action. That is what I want our people to know. And I'm happy to the way you are, what you are doing, because you are building a global family, you know, because this one reminds me of what I learned of the Jews. The Jews has wonderful foundations all over the world. You know, like as you said, that if you are a Biafran, you are in Canada, and if you come to UK, you see somebody who will welcome you. You come to South Africa, you see somebody who will welcome you. You know, this is what you are building at the same time. Because what is something that is profound about the Jews is that the Jews, they have wonderful foundations all over the world. There is no place a Jewish person will go and suffer for anything. They have every structures in place to take care of every Jewish person, every Jewish national, and that is the Biafra we are building. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well spoken. Thank you. That is what we are doing, and we must keep emphasizing it. We must keep reiterating what we are doing, that we are building a truly global phenomenon, something unheard of before, something unseen. What we are doing has never been attempted before. That is why it is a landmark event. We want to build a truly global Biafran family. Wherever you go to, you can never be lost. One need a number. Very, very key. Any country you go into, you will see, you, all you need to say is, I'm a Biafran. And all your needs will be taken care of. That is what we are building. And we need people with a particular type of mindset to be able to key into it. It's not everybody. Not those with a billet type of mind or mass up. People with a clear conscience. You can dine with them in the middle of the night and you won't be afraid. Those are the people we need for this very struggle. Those are the people we need in this struggle. We support each other. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening. My name is Ovio Ogboni. I'm calling from London.
Please go ahead.
I want to. I had an issue today with somebody from Cross River State, and I'm sure the person is listening with his crew because I asked him to tune in this evening. When we were discussing the issue of Biafra, and he actually confirmed to me that he listens to Radio Biafra. I said, okay, that's impressive. Then why don't you people key in? He said, well, that one thing is this, that during the Civil War, that Philippe Effiong was second in command to Ojukwu. That when Ojukwu was leaving for his, when Ojukwu was leaving for Ivory Coast, that Philippe Effiong didn't know that he was going away. And when Effiong now surrendered himself, that he signed a document which he surrendered to Obasanjo, and in the presence of Gowon, he made an announcement that as of today, Biafra ceases to exist. So that's number one thing he explained to me, which means he knows about certain things. And I said, okay, that's if you call in, I want you to ask that question. Maybe explanation will be given to you. He said that he will still be listening. The second thing he said that now, them from Cross River, that they have this complex about Igbos, that anywhere Igbos in the Biafra issue comes in, that they dominate, that they don't want to be dominated by Igbos again. I said, no, I don't know why you have that psyche in you. There's nothing like domination in this issue. You come in on the table is big enough, whatever you bring on the table, that's where you're going to sit. It's not a question of this person dominating you or that person dominating you. He said, no. I said, if you're getting inferior, whose fault is that? I can come to Calabar or Akwa Ibom and do what I want. That doesn't mean you can't come to Igbo land and do what you want to do, because we are all one. We are all Biafrans. You know, so I'm sure they're listening. Can you please throw more light on the first issue and the second one, please?
Yeah, thank you very much. Maybe now we are coming back to the real issues where we have Radio Biafra in the first place. On the issue of Effiong surrendering to Obasanjo and Gowon, talking about from today Biafra ceases to exist. What he was referring to, that is why when we study in English language, we must look into it very deeply. It is called context. Within the context of that very war, that very Biafra as a name failed to exist. That's the meaning of it. It doesn't mean that the people of Biafra has failed to exist or cannot exist anymore. Because you cannot have a country, you must have people in it. There is Biafra, which is the political entity, and then you have people that live within it who are Biafrans. You did away with the political entity, but not the people. That is number one. So Biafrans are still existing, and that is why United Nations recognized us as an indigenous people, capable and with every right under the sun to govern themselves. That is number one. So UN could not have gotten it wrong, have they?
Number two.
Coming to the issue of domination. It was the Calabar axis, Ikotepene axis, that dominated the Igbo people. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
I will repeat. It was the Cross River State and Akwa Ibom people that dominated Igbo people. If you ask me how, and I'll tell you.
Please, Director, proceed.
Ebe, that we have the highest fraternity along the old bend, Arochukwu, going into, we'll come to how we are related to them in a minute. Going into Cross River, where did you get Ebe from? Ask the Calabar man. The word Ebe, where did it come from? Is it not Calabar?
Yeah.
Okonkwo, where did Okonkwo come from?
That's true.
Is Okonkwo not Akwa Ibom? Is Okonkwo not the highest fraternity in Igbo land?
Yeah.
Did they not give us Okonkwo and Ebe? Ask them, which is the highest cultural influence anybody ever had on our people?
Yeah, you're correct.
So then, if we are the ones dominating them, why are they not speaking Igbo? Have you asked them? Why are they not speaking Igbo if we are domineering? Ordinary, cowardly Yoruba race conquered a few villages around them, formed an empire. How Fulani came, killed Hausa people. Hausa helped them to kill the Nupe people, the Gwali people. Did we kill anybody? Are you listening to me?
Yes, correct.
Did we kill anybody?
I'm listening to you and I'm sure they are listening. No.
You see, our people must be a little bit more sensible than this. Do you see why we have Radio Biafra? So we can fight. When we say we're fighting the Yoruba media, these are the garbage that Awolowo fed them. We made a mistake. Only one mistake we have ever made. When Azikiwe drove away Eyo Eta as the head of business, government business in the East, and drove him back to Calabar, ask this very person speaking, where was Margaret Ekpo's base, women base? Margaret Ekpo, who were her staunchest supporters? Are they not Igbo women? Margaret Ekpo, who were her staunchest supporters? Are they not Igbo women? Do we not have four Igbo villages carved into Akwa Ibom? Is that not the case? Has anybody come out from Akwa Ibom to say, an Igbo man killed my family member? But we can tell them how many houses killed them. Have they forgotten that? So people must tell me about this domination nonsense that they talk about. Because I can see it. Our closest blood cousins are people from Akwa Ibom and Cross River State. When I mean blood, I mean the same people.
Yeah, that's true.
Ibibio means Ibunta. Simple. Big Igbo, small Igbo. Small Igbo doesn't mean you're small. No. In my place, you have a Faruku, a Faranta. We have a Ibuupu. We must have Ibonta. That Ibonta is in Ibibio land. That is the meaning of the word Ibibio. If people don't understand that, let them know it today. Even Ibibio people don't even know the meaning of their own name. We are the same people from the same family, from the same lineage. The same way that I find it difficult to understand Efik language, if I go to Nsukka, if an Nsukka person is speaking, I don't understand come. But we are the same people. They must understand this. We have not conquered any territory, and nobody conquered us until Frederick came. That is a fact, a historical fact. We never built an empire. As people can tell this evening, you have one person removed in Holland. Other people are calling. People must speak their mind. That is where we are as a people. Who are you going to dominate under such circumstance? Please, I will close this very response with this. We are the only race on this earth that has live and let live as a motto. If I don't want somebody from Akwa Ibom to have the same type of life that I have, I'm invoking the gods and the spirits to be on my head. That anything I want should not go well for me in life. Because anything you want for yourself, you should also allow other people to want the same thing for themselves as well. That is the meaning of where we come from. Tell our friends in Akwa Ibom, tell those of them in Cross River, that they are our relatives, the same people, the same blood, the same family.
I'm sure they are listening.
We want everything good for us to be also good for them.
I'm 100% sure they are listening.
Do you know that they're protesting in Bayelsa today? Women are naked protesting.
Yeah.
Are they protesting against Igbo people?
No, no.
The answer is no. Who killed Ken Seruwiwa? Despite Ken Seruwiwa's treachery, did we kill him? Who killed Ken Seruwiwa?
No, but the point is that everybody that have come against Biafra have been touched by the gods. So that is the thing. Anybody that have come against Biafra has been touched.
Today they are killing Gowon's people. The same people Gowon fought for. They're not killing people from TV. Have you not heard about Joss people? We are not killers. Everybody knows that. We are God-fearing people. We are a people that love life. Let us forget about the aberration that was the whole Arochukwu mess with slavery and the whole human sacrifice, which Things Fall Apart touched upon. You know, Things Fall Apart is replete with so much of our history. Go there and you will see it. We, of course, Ikemefuna was killed by Okonkwo in a sacrifice because of the death of a woman from his village. And Nwoye said, because of that, I am rebelling and I'm joining the church. Because any law that supports the killing of this innocent boy, that law is not right. That is who we are as a people. Very conscientious people we are. Conscientious. One more. That's where we come from. We don't cheat people and people shouldn't cheat us. That's where we are. If building a house in Port Harcourt is domination, then what would you say about Tinubu buying a house in New York? Is he dominating people from New York? I'm asking this question. Babangida owning a petrol station in Ivory Coast. Why don't people from Ivory Coast say Babangida is dominating us because he has a business there? But an Igbo man has a place where he's selling sweet and chewing gum and cosmetic or bleaching cream somewhere. And people will start complaining that he's dominating them. Because we are the blessed people of God. We are the children of the rising sun. There is sun on our face. Which is a star. Babando is star. It's on our forehead because we are blessed children of God. Tell me one Yoruba man that is occupying any scientific position anywhere in the world. It's a question to you, my dear brother. Name one single Yoruba or Hausa man occupying any notable scientific position anywhere in the world. A little Igbo boy has built a company bought by Microsoft for over $1 billion. We are blessed, and that's why they hate us, because God loves us. We are his children. That is why a mother, a where we come from, can give birth to an engineer who didn't go to school. God bless you. Thank you very much. We must proceed. Thank you. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the coordinator's line. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good morning from India.
Good morning. Or should I say good evening from London, please?
Oh, this is Alozie Placid Abara.
And where are you from in Biafra land?
I'm from Imo State, Okigwe Local Government, Isiokwe Community.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I must say, Director, I don't know how to thank you. I don't know where to start.
Even from the beginning?
Even when I was in Abuja, because of Wazirike, how Biafra of Eten was in my mind, I was given 2 weeks suspension because when I was arguing someone about Wazirike, I fought in a company where I work in Abuja because of Wazirike. That is how something concerns Biafra has been in my mind, you know. So I'm very happy. I'm very glad what is going on. I think I'm one of the members here in India. Christian wants to can tell much about me.
That's very good.
So what I'm saying is this, like someone that give complaint about someone that in Cross River said that Igbo people are dominating. I work with Arosese for 3 years, and when I was in the zoo in Nigeria, I was living in Akwa Ibom State, Ikorobas, Ibekwe Road. I have a landlord. He fought the Biafran war. He was very passionate. Sometimes, when I talked to him about all this, the man said that if this can ever come back again, then he will not hesitate for him to pick up a gun again. What he said, how they killed his mother before he could come back in the front wall. So what I'm saying is this, guys from Akwa Ibom State, Cross River or rivers, Ogoni, because I was there. That is where our site was, in Ogoni land. I think I spent more than, not less than, can say 3 years, and I spent in Ogoni land. So what I can say is, all of you, all you guys over there, you don't need to be afraid, or you don't need to think of that Igbo people are dominating. We are not dominating, only we are fighting for our rights. Asimatala chohenke yadiko or the anyuku. So what I'm saying is this, you guys don't need to feel like that. And another thing I want to urge all the Biafrans here in India, please, we need you, men and women. We have a lot of Biafrans here in India. from Janaponi to Chanakapuri to Vasankoi to Mavianaga to Nevsarai to all over here in India, particularly New Delhi, we know, guys, Biafrans, go to Grimpa, go to Janaga, go where, all over. A lot of them are here who can make Biafrans in India. Indian people will know that there's people that exist called Biafra here in their land. But all of them are in hiding place. Why? Why can't you come out? The time has come. It's a very opportunity for you as a young guy, as a young boy, to come out and defend your territory. Because for me, I promised myself that I might defend my family. When the time comes, I don't have anything doing in India. I'd rather to go there and pick anything that to defend my family with. So, Director, I thank you because I'm getting upset now. Thank you.
Don't be. You're doing very well. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. This is your radio station. Our lines are open, as we said. We must recap our headlines for the benefit of those just joining us for the very first time, that this is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting all the way from London on this very day, the 8th day of January, the 8th day following the expiration of the Lugard's contraption. In fact, I am tempted to refer to anybody identifying him or herself as a Nigerian as a Lugardian, somebody created by Frederick Lugard. You are Lugard's creation until that yoke, that burden is removed from you. I regret serving Okorocha, according to a former transition committee chairman, whatever they have over there. They don't have anything meaningful. But we have a caller coming in, so we must go to them. Give us a name and where you are. The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Livenus Chukwude, calling from Barcelona.
From Barcelona, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to thank you and your team for the good job that you are doing for the people of Biafra. And I want to make a comment as regard to the people of Akwa Ibom State. I myself am from a minority group of Biafra. I'm from Delta State. So, my advice.
Did you say you're a minority?
You say?
Which part of Delta are you from?
I am from Delta, Anioma.
Anioma, how can you be a minority when you're Anioma? What is your name again?
My name is Livenus Chukwude.
Chukwude, how can somebody answering Chukwude be a minority in Igbo land? How is that possible?
Thank you very much. When I mean minority, does not mean I'm minor. I'm just talking of geographical.
You are not geographically minor. You are Igbo through and through. Your name is Anioma. You are an Igbo man.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
So my advice to those people is that they should not take what happened during Ojukwu time. They cannot compare it with this time around. Even what happened to Wazirike when he was organizing Mazob. Hello?
Yes, the world is listening. Go ahead. We are listening to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, they should take their time examining this Biafra Radio Board of Directors, because I personally have examined this team with my little wisdom that I have. I know that these people are not playing. So we should not bring all those things into consideration at all, because we know what this team now are doing, the perfect job they are doing, organizing the whole Biafras all over the world. It's not easy. So they should, what everybody supposed to do now, all people of Biafra, Akwa Ibom, Delta, everywhere, we all should join hands and fight this fight, because enough is enough for a while. So my advice to them is that they should eradicate that thought in their mind. Thank you very much, Mr. Director.
Thank you very much. And for your information, also tell your baby, because I can hear children playing where you are.
Yeah, that's my daughter.
Tell them that they are Igbo, not Delta Igbo. I don't want to hear that word, Delta Igbo. There's nothing called Delta Igbo. It is Igbo land. You are as Igbo as I am. You have the same heritage. You have the same anasi ekewoke. So I don't want to hear this Delta Igbo anymore, please. It's not very good. Thank you very much. There is nothing called Delta Igbo. It's either you're Igbo or you're not. Simple as that. It's either you're Efik or you're not. All this minor Igbo, major Igbo is all bunkum. I don't believe in it. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we welcome you on the face of this earth. We have Biafrans everywhere. and the criminal Yoruba people, we are exposing them for who they are. And we must expose them. How United States federal agents successfully linked Bola Ahmed Tinubu to drug trafficking. This is the man, remember I said it before, this is the man who is the man of the year for this day newspaper. You know, a country that lacks morals. People don't have any morals. They don't have anything they are ashamed of. They don't have any anything they consider to be an abomination. It is here. They have now left Stella Odua. They have moved on to the main person who is the criminal in chief, Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Where did he go to school? Sahara reporters published nonsense without asking questions. On Stella Odua's CV, she never said she had a master's degree. But it's Yoruba media. And people are here questioning, trying to question our decisions. We are the last bastion between total Islamization of your people and the preservation of our land for the glory of Chukwu Abiyama. We are the last line of defense. Without us, they will come into our place and take us by hand. And people question what we do. Leave what we are doing. We know what we are doing. Just follow. And you will see what the result will be. That is why today we have the largest following on Facebook anywhere on this planet. The largest. That Hausa and Yoruba people are struggling to come in to hear what we have to say about Biafra. Leave us. We know what we are doing. Look at those that left us. Are they not begging to come back? Are they not begging? Some of them are even calling my parents, begging to be allowed to come back. They have been removed. They can never come back. I don't have forgiveness in my dictionary. They can never be forgiven. When it comes to Biafra, I do not forgive. Never. Not in Biafra. In any other thing I may. When it comes to Biafra, I don't compromise. Give us a name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. Oh, dear Lord. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ike. I'm calling from Germany.
Ike, which part of Germany are you in and what is your father's name?
I'm Mark. I'm calling from Düsseldorf.
Please go ahead.
Director, please, I would like you, if you can be able to send me your email address. I have some documents I will send for you that's stated here as part of Revelation contains in 21,000 pages of confidential and secret American documents on the Nigerian Biafran war.
My email is very simple. There are two, okay. But I'll give you one of them. Namdekano at yahoo.co.uk.co.uk. Namdekano, all lowercase in one word. Namdekano at yahoo.co.uk. I have another one which I work with. Official Radio Biafra email which I use is kano at radiobiafralondon.com. So I have two. The first one is in Namdekano at yahoo.co, which is .co.uk. Second one is kano at Radio Biafra London, all one word, .com.
I'm very happy. Then I would like to send you the documents. Then you can go through it. So that those stupid people that are making noise, women who are dominating the minority, the Igbos are not dominating, they should tell the Northerners who dominated the whole Nigerians by taking the wolf belonging to Biafrans, Dangote, acquired almost 82% of oil wealth in Biafra land. They should address that issue. But nevertheless, tomorrow I will send you these documents. You will see what I'm trying to say.
Do that immediately. Don't fail. Do that immediately. Did I see you when I came to Düsseldorf? Did you come out?
Exactly.
You're a good man. Thank you very much.
Thank you
very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are here broadcasting, and we must do so. We must broadcast. Let's go back and give them another chance on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, please. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are,
yes.
Please. Your name and where you are.
Yes.
Can you turn your system down? Turn your system down.
Hello?
You can't listen to two voices at the same time. Hello?
Hello?
Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the line, on the phone, your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Emeka.
Emeka who? What is your surname?
Hello. My name is Emeka Duru.
Yes, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dubai.
From Dubai, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm supporting for what people are going through about Biafra.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm giving my own support. If the position you don't want to make, I will make no problem.
That's very good. What we want you to do is to join our people where you are. Look for your coordinator and join them. We have a Biafran family where you are. Go and join them. Nobody has an excuse not to join this very effort to rescue Biafra from the clutches of death. You have somebody close to you. Go and join them. Go and join Biafrans where you are. And thank you for calling Radio Biafra. Thank you for calling Radio Biafra this very evening. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I can see them, but they cannot see me. They cannot see me. We want them to please try and call us back. We must continue the presentation of the headlines we are covering on a day that it has been revealed that Stella Oduwa never mentioned MBA in her CV. Why are Yorubas attacking the poor woman? Why are they attacking her? We don't know. And by way of headlines, we'll continue this very evening by reporting that don't put your hand into the lion's mouth. This is what the Hausa people are advising Jonathan not to do. Confab can save Nigeria. Another person has come up to say that the Confab will save the zoo. We also have nude women protesting against Shell. Nude women, half nude, I must say, not totally nude, protesting against Shell. Let's go to the line. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, sir. Good morning, sir.
Your name and where you are. Your name and where you are.
Papara Benignus, one in Naya. From Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Honorable Chairman, sir, I have a brother here which I have been telling about Biafra that is going to be okay here in the land of Biafra. So we have already gone out from zoo called Nigeria. So they want to know how about Biafra very well because I was telling them how about Biafra. So it's like I would like to hear their voice too.
Yes, go ahead. Put them on the line.
Hello.
Yes, hello. You're welcome to Radio Biafra live transmission from London. Go ahead. Your name, okay, first of all, what is your name?
My name is Chukwuma Onuigwe.
Better, please go ahead.
Okay. I want to know about Biafra. He has been telling me about it, but it's not too clear to me. So I want to know the possibility of getting Biafra back and the achievements you are going to achieve. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, we can hear you, and so is the whole world. And now you have spoken from Malaysia. People across the entire planet, this very earth, they've heard your voice. And I will answer you. Biafra is okay. Going to come because Biafra existed before Nigeria came. The same way that Russia, Georgia, Latvia, Belarus existed before the coming of the Soviet Union. Now the Soviet has broken up. People have gone back to Russia, to Latvia, to Georgia, to Belarus. The same way that Serbia, Montenegro, the same way that Croatia existed before the coming of Yugoslavia. Now there is no more Yugoslavia. They have gone back to Serbia, to Croatia, to Bosnia Herzegovina and Montenegro. The same way, we must make this very, very clear. The same way that the zoo called Nigeria was put together by somebody traveling on a ship to come and conquer us from Scotland, put us together and named us the Niger area, where Niggers come from. So are we going to dismantle it so that the original societies can come out? But how are we going to do it? We are doing it with the full legal authority of the United Nations. The UN issued a document in 2007 telling us that as an indigenous people, you have every right to be on your own. A copy of that document you can cite by going to United Nations website, type in indigenous people's rights. You will see it, that you have the right to self-determination without fear, without intimidation, and without compromise. And that's what we are doing. So the same way that Nigeria came into existence barely 100 years ago is the same way that Biafra has been existing naturally for over 5,000 years. And there is no way that something that is only 100 years old, man-made, can replace something that God created. I can give you the exact date and time that Nigeria was created, but nobody can tell us when Hausa was created, when Yoruba people were created, when, for that matter, even Efik people were created. Nobody knows. It's God that made nations. Only man can build an artificial country contraption called Nigeria. So if we don't get Biafra, you and I, my dear brother, will be Muslims. We'll become Muslims. As simple as that. Do you want to be a Muslim?
No.
That is the fate that awaits you. If you fail to get Biafra, your children and their children will be forcibly converted to Islam, and even worse. If you have a daughter at the age of 9, she'll be married off to somebody in Sokoto. And at the age of 20, she will develop a hip disease. At the age of 28, she'll be dead, and they'll go and marry another young one. That is a disease they give them in the north. They know what it is.
Yeah.
Yes, any more questions?
Yeah, I'm from Nnewi precisely, and I know the fight that our brother fought because of Biafra. So, can I know more plans about Biafra, like the future plans, if you're going to get this?
Our future plans is that we are going to have a series. We're going to have a series of referenda, which is the plural for referendum. We will have referenda in various ethnic nationalities. We will go and ask Ibibio people, do you want to be part of Biafra, yes or no? We go to Efik, the same thing. We go to Urobo, we go to Shekiri, we go to Isoko, we go to Ejo. We go to all these people and ask them, do you want to be part of us or not? If they say no, they go on their own. After all, Alaska is in far-flung Canada. You have to travel for near over 7 hours flying to get from one part of the United States over Canada to go to Alaska. But the Alaskan people chose to be part of the U.S. Nobody's stopping them. They're living side by side with Canadians. There is no problem. So if they decide to be part of Hausa Fulani, that is their business. But when they come to Islamize you, don't ask us to come and help you. Because the motto of Islam is to go forth and conquer for Allah. As simple as that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister is not helping me today. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Fideli. I'm calling from Dubai.
From Dubai. A lot of people are now calling us from Dubai, which is a good thing. Please go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I really support the radio, Biafra, the organizers, the coordinators. You people are really doing a nice work. I really appreciate. But my contribution or question, so to say, is about the evil that is staying in Biafran land. The governors, the Southeast governors, the Igwes, the traditional rulers, the so-called Ohanaeze, all those groups there in Biafra land, what are they doing to support you people? Are they also part of the regime? Are they also part of the group that really wants the Biafra to exist? Or are they in support of Nigeria, the so-called Nigeria? I want to know what they really stand for there in the Biafra land.
What they stand for, listen, I will answer you. What they stand for is to make more money for themselves and their families so they can buy big houses in Abuja. They can buy big houses in Lagos and live there. You're asking if they're part of us. They're not part of us because they're part of the problem. They are why we are where we are today. How can they be part of us when they have not risen up to condemn the killing of their own children in the north? How can they be part of us when they have not done what is required of them? Our people are in the mortuaries, not buried. What are you doing Ohanaeze for? What is the purpose of Ohanaeze? Have they defended anybody? The answer is no. What have they done for our people? If an alien comes from outer space now and land at Enugu and say, Ohanaeze, tell me what you have done for your people, what would they say? Oh no, we took 5 billion from Jonathan and shared it. Oh no, we campaigned and one of us is now the secretary to the government. Since Anyim is the secretary to the government, we support him, yes. What has he done? Apart from, why do we defend Stella Odua? Because under her reign did we get Enugu as an international airport. I have flown in there myself. Rather than going through Lagos. She has done something very clear for the whole world to see. Very, oh my goodness me. It's very clear, those who are working for you. Do you need somebody to come and tell you about Mbakwe or Dr. Emma Yopara? Do you need somebody to tell you what they did? You see with your two eyes. What has Ohanaeze and all these people, are they not part of the problem? We are they not there and traditional? What did Ohanaeze say when a traditional ruler in Igbo land is converting to Islam? Against you are a, listen very, very carefully, my dear brother. You are a traditional ruler. Traditional ruler means you defend the tradition of the people. That's the meaning of it. But you left it to go and defend the tradition of the Sultan of Sokoto. People must understand that when we say that this Eze from Uguta must go, while we're saying it, you took an oath of office to defend Omenala, traditions of our people. You abandoned it to go to Mecca, to join them in Mecca. That means you are no longer able to discharge the full duties of your office. Isn't it simple? Why are you a traditional ruler when you're bringing Islam? I can't understand it. Hopefully someday they will learn, they will know. This is Radio Biafra. Dear brother, thank you very much. We believe that we have done the best we could. But we must continue because the education must continue. This is Radio Biafra, and we welcome everybody, especially those joining us for the very first time. And I will also gladly welcome the barrister. If he's with me, if the barrister is with me, I shall welcome him because this is Radio Biafra. We welcome everybody, including those that go missing from time to time. We welcome them because we are here to spread this very gospel. We are here to make sure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. The barrister, can you hear me? Barrister Mamezu, are you with me? Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, director. If you can make it. Yes, director, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yes, director, I'm very sorry that there has been a bit ups and downs. Eventually, I'm with you and I've had some few questions. Also, from our own
Your line remains unstable, barrister. Your line is unstable. We must take this call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Dear Lord, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, maybe they're with us. I can get the static from their side, but they can't hear me. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They want to know maybe if their Skype is working. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. The barrister's line isn't coming through, not from the fault from this end, it is the fault from his end. From his end, there is a problem. He is away from his comfort zone, and that is why we have difficulties. Let us try on the phone and see if the barrister is there. Barrister, can you hear me?
Is the line clearer now?
It is. It's better now. Go ahead.
I was a bit concerned about a brother from Germany who was bitterly complaining about his situation, why he cannot be allowed to be made a coordinator. And I would ask director to please look into this guy's case once again. Because if a Biafran is genuinely seeking for the restoration of Biafra and he makes a mistake...
Barrister, we are not discussing this case anymore. It's closed.
All right, director. Let me listen to you, but please listen, look into his case. That's all. That's all I can say for now.
Go ahead.
But let me go to the main substantive issue. Is about the restoration of Biafra. As I said to you, I may not be concerning myself too much on what is happening in the zoo, but more also what we should be doing to restoring Biafra, rather than to be chasing about what Ohanaeze, which I know Ohanaeze is not doing and responding or representing anybody in the zoo. They are only representing themselves, and all their representation has done nothing with the good use or for the good cause of Biafran. Therefore, Ohanaeze are just there sitting as Ohanaeze, but they are not making any input at all. They should be looking into what Goodluck Jonathan should do. Somebody was telling me if Goodluck Jonathan had just make Enugu Airport a viable one, he hasn't done enough. He should try and see what to do about Abia State Airport or Imo State Airport. That is the, when they will realize that yes, he's doing something. Not looking into how to come put $2 billion into the northern part of the zoo where Boko Haram are still operating, so that they will see him as a good man. No matter what Goodluck Jonathan is trying to do in the zoo, he is wasting his time. He's wasting his own talent. Therefore, everybody should be on Jonathan's case, telling him not to even look into the zoo, because all these years, Buhari, Babangida, Abacha, they have done nothing for the goodness of the people in the East. Goodluck should not follow because he wants to be known or called a good man, trying to restore what Boko Haram will blow up tomorrow. He should position all his efforts in the East, especially the Biafran people. These are the area where he will look back and say he has done a good job. What Babangida, Buhari, Abacha did not do, he should not go trying to see if he can do it. The best he can do for all of us is for him to do his own goodwill for the Biafrans and to make sure that Stella Udua stays in her position. Make sure that what's her name? Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala stays in her job. He should make sure he's pursuing the CBN governor, Sanusi Lamido Sanusi. These are areas Goodluck Jonathan should concentrate, not looking or dancing to the tone of what the Yorubas are telling him. He should look into how to restore Biafra, not doing anything else. Boko Haram are looking how to kill him. Obasanjo is looking how to unseat him. APC wants to get rid of him. Therefore, he should not look otherwise. Concentrate on the Biafra area and then tell the Biafrans that he is a Biafran. That is what Goodluck Jonathan should do. And that is what we should concentrate on. And that is what I'm talking about, Director. Thank you. I'm standing by.
Thank you very much, Barrister. The Barrister has returned to me. And I like that. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We are proceeding. We are going forward. Our lines are open and we shall take your calls one after the other. We are here to serve you, not only to serve you, but to dedicate ourselves to the service of our country in truth and in every honesty. That is why we are here every blessed day without fail, to ensure that the gospel of Biafra is preached according to Radio Biafra. We must preach it. We are not here to do CNN or BBC. We are here to restore Biafra, stolen from us, taken away from us by people that claim they came to civilize us. They took away everything of value to us. Our way, our system of government, they took everything from us and gave us nonsense in its place. And we are here to expose that fraud called Nigeria. Give us your name and where you are. The caller is on Skype, please. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I don't think they can. Can you hear me? I'm not getting any signal at all. There is no background noise. Did they know the button to depress at all? Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? No, they can't. They cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra also. The coordinator's line is open. if you wish to contact us. And so also is the phone line. If you've tried through Skype and it didn't go through, please, you can try the phone line. The number is +447831308376. I repeat, +447831308376. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, it is there is a fault from their side, not from this side, I must say. They cannot hear me. Can you hear me? No, they can't. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to recap our news headlines and also to reaffirm that the barrister is standing by and is with me. We are reporting also that this man, Omar Jeba, who is saying that the Confab can save Nigeria because they know that Nigeria is at the precipice, is about to implode. It is imploding as we speak. Hausa Fulani people are attacking those in Plateau. There is death everywhere in the zoo. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? What is going on? Why is nothing coming through on Skype? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't hear me. They cannot hear me, which is a bit worrying. It is worrying. The caller on the phone, please turn your system down. Turn your system down, please. Turn it down if you can. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, my name is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel who?
Hello. My name is Emmanuel Nebolis and I'm calling from Spain.
From Spain, go ahead.
Yes, please. I'm commending you so much for wonderful work you've been doing. We have been following your program. But I need to say something to you personally.
Go ahead.
You've been doing a marvelous work. You are doing so many things to the Igbo race to continue to go forward. This is what God has designed and no one can stop it. But my advice to you is that I want you to take it very, very easy with people. Try to accommodate people. Allow them to view their opinion freely. Don't be so much autocratic to people. Be polite to our brothers, because not everybody will understand how you are feeling, how furious you are. I'm just giving you my own candid advice. Be polite with people and be polite and kind with them. I feel that we will get to our promised land.
Do you know the group called Boko Haram?
Boko Haram, I don't think
Do you know them?
I don't need to know them because I don't have anything to do with Boko Haram.
No, I asked you a question. Do you know them?
I do hear about Boko Haram, but I don't know them.
Do you know what they are doing?
They are destroying their people.
Very, very. They are destroying who?
They are destroying their people.
So their people are the church in Madala. Is that correct?
Those people they are killing is about politics.
Is about so what?
It's politics. Yes, it's politics.
Okay, they are killing them because of politics.
That is not the purpose why I called.
I'm trying to draw an inference. No, I'm trying to draw an inference because sometimes people think that we are maybe a watered down version of Al Jazeera. That we are here to play. We are not here. I make it very clear to you, my dear brother. We are not here to be nice to people. If you don't want to join Biafra, that is entirely up to you and up to anybody else. Our essence is to go and get Biafra, not to be nice to people. We're not here to be nice to anybody. Am I begging? Is Biafra my property? Why should I beg you to come and do Biafra and be nice to you so you can join? If you don't want to join, that is your business. How can I be nice to you? You are telling people that we know why we lost the war. It will not happen again. We need men and women that have discipline. Why are we still perambulating since 1999? That Owasrike floated this idea of Biafra, 1999. We are still perambulating. Okrikri Kainaba till this very day. Why? Because we lack discipline. We lack thrust. We lack, what I mean by thrust is T H R-U-S-T, not thrust. Thrust. Direct and incisive. You need to take decisions on the move as you're going. We are not here to bring feeding bottle and handkerchief. If somebody is crying, you're wiping their tears and you're feeding them milk or custard. That's not why we are here. We are here to get Biafra. And Biafra, we need solid men and women. Not those riddled with emotion. When they see the enemy, they run away. That is not what we're looking for. That is why we have Radio Biafra, to make sure that our men are men, not women. Even our women, very, very strong. You've not heard about if they were faffing around and being kind. Will our women have come out to riot in 1929? If we were being all kind and cuddly, would Ojukwu have declared Biafra? If we were being kind and cuddly, will the likes of Onwuachukwu have emerged as very gallant, one of the finest soldiers ever produced? Look at Ironsi was being kind and cuddly. He was making Yoruba people generals. Have you forgotten? Ironsi was promoting them. Then what happened to him? What happened to Ironsi? He was being nice. Have you forgotten? Chibuoka Adigbo was being very nice and very cordial and jovial with them. Did Obasanjo not gas him to death? Ekwueme was being so nice and accommodating. Did they not push him out of PDP? Do you think that before we do anything, we don't think about it? We don't have our flanks covered? We have everything covered. Here is Radio Biafra. We're moving ahead. Only 100 men, not 1 million. I'm going to get Biafra. We need men of steel. I have told this story before. Do you know why you have Pussycat in the house? Pussycat is from the same family as lion, as leopard, as tiger, as cheetah, as jaguar. Do you know why Pussycat is in the house? Agoru, you know why it's in the house? I can't say this in because if I say it in English, it won't sound very nice. But I shall attempt to do so. One day, the father lion came back, assembled all the children in the cat family. The lead cat roared. Some ran away, and some stayed. Those that ran away ran into people's houses when this big roar came. Pussycat was one of them, ran into the house and became domesticated, pursuing rats all over the place. The real cats remained in the jungle and hunt. Big, even bigger beasts. If you don't know, we don't need weasels. We don't need pussycat. You look at them, they have nails, they can scratch. They can bear their fangs. When they see a dog, sometimes they even rise up to the challenge. But deep down, if you stamp your feet on the ground, they run away. It's pussycat. We don't need that here. We need lions. We need men of steel, of iron. If you shake them, they respond. The same thing that is happening today, we've done it everywhere. I have called up, pulled up Clifford Iranya live on the air. I said to Clifford, what is happening in the USA? And they responded immediately. And today we are marching forward. We don't have time to give them feeding bottle along the way. We don't have time for that. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to welcome your calls wherever you are. It is your opinion. You must express it. And it is also our right and our duty to respond to it. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. And also to do a presentation of the headlines before we bring the program to a close, that half-nude women were protesting against Shell in Bayelsa. We are also reporting that a conference is being set up by Ohanaeze committee to go to Abuja to go and discuss the new constitution. At least in fairness to them, they said that a new constitution must emerge. That is people speaking, people with that very freedom in them, the need for autonomy. They're asking for a new constitution. But Yorubas and Hausas are saying, no, there is no need for that. There is no need for a new constitution. We are also reporting that the killing machine is ongoing. They're still killing our people. And we must continue to take your calls as you interrupt us with your calls. Not interrupt, of course, as you call. We must take them. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. There is something wrong with this Skype. Seriously wrong with it. Because I can't hear anything. This is about the fifth caller on Skype. I'm not hearing anything at all. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? No. They cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. I don't know what is going on. They can't hear me. They cannot hear me. Let us go and take this call. We have a caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They were testing our lines maybe to see if it is there. The barrister is with me and I shall invite him. I shall invite the barrister himself to please try and bring this program to an end, but the lines are still going, so we must take their calls. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
I'll call you from London.
Yes, go ahead. What is your name?
Ikechi Kumbasa.
Please go ahead, Ikechi, go ahead.
I'm calling about the last man that called you. That guy is an idiot. You know, what? If he lives in Europe, you know, I used to believe in gentleman. There's nothing like gentleman. You know, if you gentleness ain't going to get you nowhere. You're not going to survive in your job being gentle. You're not even going to survive in relationship being gentle. So we always going to get stupid people like that. You know, when I get people like that, I kind of get really angry. And it makes me, I go, what, you know, this night, I'm even sleeping in the list at the same time trying to catch it. And for this man calling me and talking about that crap, playing smartness, you know, being so stupid, you know. So all I'm saying, I'm not calling, you know, to suggest anything. I'm only calling regarding what that guy, you know, is talking about, being politeness. Politeness about what? When Bush was calling everyone access of evil, he should have, you know, rang White House and tell Bush, you know, to be polite. Or Mick Clegg and what's his name again? And London Mayor, you know, cussing each other.
Yes.
He should have phoned in and, you know, said to their language. You know, I don't know what's wrong with black people, man. It's, you know, I really don't. I don't understand. I do not understand. But, you know, gradually, you know, we're marching. That's all I can say.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Of course, we have to match. We are not here to cuddle anybody. If you're seeking a cuddle, look for your wife or your mother to cuddle you. We are not here to cuddle anybody. We are here to go and bring about the restoration of Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. I don't know if you can take this call because I don't know what is going on. Give us your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype? No, something is fundamentally wrong. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Uche Mefo, how can we pay Skype for an upgraded service yet nothing is happening? Can we ask for our money back? Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are, please. Can you turn your system down, if you may? I can hear my own voice on the background. Can you turn your system down?
Yeah, my coordinator, I have put my system down now.
Please go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Namdekan. I really greet you for your wonderful job you are doing for Biafra France. My name is Mr. Isaac Nyaja. I am calling from India.
Thank you.
You are doing a wonderful job for all of us, even here in abroad and also at home. And I pray.
What is happening? Are we missing? What is going on today? The lines are, people are just dropping off. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, doctor.
Oh, my goodness me. Thank God for that. Yes, go ahead. This is Radio Biafra, and you're through to us on Skype. Go ahead.
Hello, doctor. This is Sonny Collins from Barcelona, Spain.
Please go ahead.
Director, I just want to make a little contribution about the guy that called for Spain. That is, he didn't ask him what part of Spain or did he belong to the family.
I do apologize. I should have asked him. I didn't ask him. My apologies.
So because we are here, we are sharing flyers, we are, you know, preaching the efforts, and then you know, many are. I know that many have heard of him. They don't come out. The only call, you know, to, I don't know, maybe the guy was thinking we are child play.
Yes, you know, it's a cuddling competition. Embrace each other, kiss each other. Before you know it, we turn into something else. Go ahead.
We have to fight our own war. We are not here to bleed people. Come on. No. Please, whenever the guy call again, then ask him, where are you calling for? You Barcelona, you call for Spain, Barcelona or Malaga. Where are you calling for?
Of course, okay. we shall ask him when he calls back. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for that. And God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? How can one person get through and the next person cannot get through? I find it astonishing. Very, very astonishing. I don't know what is going on. I have no idea what is going on. I don't know what is happening to this Skype line. I have no idea. Can you hear me? But we just got a call now from Spain, so it's a bit worrying. But maybe Barrister has a solution to this. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me, please? If you can you commence the closure of this program? The barrister is going to join me. Barrister Mamezu, can you please better? Let us see why it will sound and then nobody will speak. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Hello.
Yes, the caller on Skype, please, your name and where you are.
Yes, in number is still Chukwemeka Chukwu.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
I can hear you, yes.
I just want to try to let you know that it is time. Hello, are you hearing me?
The world is listening to you. Please, go ahead.
I just want to let you know that it is time that you call all the whole Igbo meeting, you know, all the whole Igbo meeting all over the world to resolve those meeting of Igbo meeting and they face what we are, the dance we are dancing now. Because I don't see anywhere the Igbos can go. Now that they are just uniting to wear Isiagu clothes and the red cap. And I know I have been talking to some people to see the reality. And I want you, as the director, if there is something you can do, maybe to get them one by one and even try to send a circular to them to see if they can come up and join us and even join the same chorus. Because I don't see what Igbo meeting are representing anywhere. You know, I don't see the goal, the essence of making a Igbo meeting, whereas we are facing a lot of hazards, a lot of problems over there at home, and we are uniting, calling Igbo meeting. I refuse to do it. I refuse to be among Igbo meeting, and I have a reason why because I don't go where there is no goal, there is no foundation, where there is no plan, you know, strategies, you know. And I don't see what I'm going to be sitting down there doing with them or discussing, whereas our fire is in the fire is in our house. Our people say that now your house will not be burning on fire and you are pursuing rats. I don't see the reason why we should not make this call to all the Igbo meetings, because the Igbos are uniting anywhere, everywhere in the whole Europe and everywhere in the world. Why don't we convert them to this Biafra of a thing? So that is what I want, because since 5 days I've been listening to this Biafra radio, I've not heard you mention it and I've not heard you talk about this Igbo meeting that we are having everywhere. You know, I used to ask people, I used to hear people saying we are having Igbo meeting this and that, of which they even invite me. You understand? So I have not heard you talk about that. Can you just make a comment about it and even to let our people know that this is time for them to come out? Not, you know, if they want to come out, let them come out in a lion's body, not in the, you know, pretending, you know, maybe the, you know, camouflaging, and because there is no negotiation with the devil. When you negotiate with the devil will eat you alive. And there is no compromise when it comes to what belongs to you, when it comes to what, you know, concerning your security, when you have people over there, they are dying like fowls, they are dying for nothing, and you are sitting down saying you are doing Igbo meeting. Igbo meeting which cannot even go anywhere. Igbo meeting which cannot even do anything, cannot even move an inch from where you people had a meeting. So, Director, I want you to comment on that and even to push our people to see the truth, you know, as it used to be, as it's supposed to be, as it Biafra we are. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, I have asked them. I asked all of them, all the Igbo meetings, including Ohanaeze, tell me one thing you have achieved. Yes, of course, you can lobby for one of your friends to be a minister for education or maybe minister for works. And then so what after that? Then what happened? Nothing. None of them bearing Igbo name has ever lived up to the founding principles. None, not one. They can put money together to call Osadebe when he was alive, Oliver the Kokwe, or to now they call Morocco to come and play music for them, and they dance and they eat drumstick. I can tell you what they eat at their meetings is drumstick. Drumstick being okwo apata okoko. That's what they eat, with jollof rice, badly cooked jollof rice for that matter, and coleslaw by the side on a paper plate with plastic spoon, and that's it. And you drink, if you're lucky, a bottle of grape juice, and you wear your isiagu, and you dance to oriental music, and you go home. Next year, they come together for some rubbish. Year after year, they have no shame. I want somebody to come on Radio Biafra and tell me one single Igbo group what they have done with the word Igbo in it. One. It's nothing, because I will tell you why, my dear brother. We've asked them to dissolve. The reason is that there are our people killed. Let us concentrate on the 3.5 million slaughtered and massacred. No burial ceremony. I went to Enugu and I told them. How about they hijacked it? I spoke about the memorial on end 2009. They took it. Oh, want to build one. Till today, they've not done it. We asked them in Enugu to give us a piece of land. Let us go and build a befitting memorial so that the spirit of the dead can leave all of you alone in your useless meetings. They said no. I said, keep going. Every Igbo group, every other group, they have split down into two. Do you know why we split into two in every meeting with the crisis after crisis? It's because the spirit of the dead cannot allow us to rest, because they themselves, they are not at rest. Where we come from, you bury somebody two times. Even in the churches, those that go to Christian churches, you bury somebody twice. It is called memorial service. Even in England, they remember them. We have not done ours. You can go to your Igbo meeting. All you can do is to wait for Jesus or Carlo to bring the Hausa friend with him and share a card. You run to Abuja to look for contract. If you're very lucky, you'll be kidnapped. If worse, Boko Haram will blow you up and you will die. And where you're chasing for contract. And that's what we do. What do they have meetings for? Is a boys club. So if we gather now and say we are forming an Igbo group, the only thing is that we'll try and look for how to wangle one of us into Abuja to go and get contract. So every Christmas we drink Remy Martin, and that's all. Please, my dear brother, thank you very much. They know and they understand. God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister, you will commence our descent. But before that, the calls are keep coming in. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are.
Yes, my name is Emmanuel Wadike. I'm calling from Valencia, Spain.
Please go ahead.
I am a native of Onusankwere, Inunkwere local government of Imo State.
Go ahead.
Can I talk?
Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay, Mnande, our director in Radio Biafra. Now there was a call that you received before the other guy that was talking about a Igbo meeting or no Igbo meeting. You know, there is another guy that made a call from Barcelona. He said that they were shying flyers. You know, look, I want to correct that guy that said that they were shying flyers. You know. First of all, Spain is too big. Spain is just like England, where you are, you know. The shining flyers in Barcelona, and me, I added Radio Biafra in my Facebook. I have not received any reply. And I even wrote you a message in Skype, and I have not even gotten any reply. I said I have arranged for the Igbo people here in Valencia that I'll be following the Radio Biafra, and I can arrange for 20 or more people. So there are people that travel to East for Christmas now. As long as the Igbo Union is confined here, we can convert the Igbo Union to... We can convert the Igbo Union as per Biafran movement here. And in Olu, here in Valencia, we have Olu Union too, Olu Progressive Union, which I am the Publicity Secretary of Olu Progressive Union here. I can send message as well. I have spoken to the chairman of our local progressive kingdom. We have arranged this. That's why I sent you that message in Facebook and in Skype, for you to give me a guideline on how to start. Because I do hear you talk to other people. Okay, do you have are you one of us? Are you part of the family? No. Okay, start it by yourself. Fine. I don't want anybody to tell me start it by yourself, because I have the Biafran blood floating all over me. And the Biafra is burning in my heart like a fire. You know, there are people like you. There are people who can do greater things too. You know, but then, being that it has been started somewhere, let us join the Zion train. The brother that was the brother that is talking in Barcelona, ask him how, what is the distance from Barcelona to Valencia? What is the distance from Barcelona to Malaga? Well, from Valencia to Malaga is about 10 hours, 11 hours by bus. If he is expecting somebody from Malaga to come and meet him in Barcelona, ask him, is he sharing the flyer in Malaga as well? The people should stop complicating issues. We can make a division of labor. You know, everybody will come out in mass. We can arrange it bit by bit, and we'll come back. We come on to be, you know, we'll have a central point. So let him not say that, ask that man that come from Barcelona, from Spain, where did he come from? What is his name, chairman? He did not ask him his name. It does not make any difference. We are all fighting a one cause. We can fight it, but if we can give people audience to talk their view and not to shut them down, not to insult them, you know, with insult, we are not going anywhere. I'm not saying that if anybody insults you in Radio Biafra, we, your family, I do hear people who are very aggressive too. They will shut down on the person. But when somebody tries to aid him, he or her too, we should give him space to talk, nah.
Yes, we'll give them space. Just stay where you are. Stay where you are. Don't go away.
Because I am here.
We stay where you are. We want to resolve this once and for all. Just remain where you are. Stay where you are. Let us go to the coordinator's line. Can you hear me? The caller on the coordinator's line?
Yes, director, I can hear you.
You heard what our brother is saying. From, is it Valencia or Venetia? Which one is it?
Valencia. My name is Ono Wabwez. I'm calling from Barcelona. I just want to clarify one thing to that.
Yes, go ahead.
The thing I want to clarify to him is that the caller here doesn't know that he was calling from Valencia, because the director didn't ask him, where are you calling from, which part of Spain. So we are very sorry for that. And then we can only encourage him. Valencia is a little bit far away from Barcelona. He can do something. We are here fighting this thing. It's not easy. But we are moving. So, director, you give him the direction. But we are just pleading.
Give me a telephone number. Oh, no, you will give me a telephone number to give to our brother. He is waiting. Give us a telephone number so he can write it down. We need a telephone number for him to call that they can start something where they are as well, but under the overall supervision of our coordinator in Spain. What is the number for him to call?
Vale. Okay, let him... call this number. Director, let him call this number. 633-425-725-733.
Yes. So there is no 01, nothing. Just 633.
That is Spanish without the code.
So if you're in Spain, you dial this number, you'll get our people. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So my dear brother, if you're of course he's listening, he's on the line here with me as well. The number for you to take down, so we want to resolve all that problem now. The number for you to take down is 633-425-733.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Did you get the number?
Yeah, that's the number.
I'm taking the number down. It's 633-425-733.
Yes, that is the number for you to call that number. Call it. Yeah?
Yes.
So that you will get the mandate from our coordinator in Spain to start coordinating where you are.
633-425-788, right?
No, 733.
733, correct.
That is correct. Is that correct at all? Oh no, is that correct? Can you confirm? Is that correct?
It is correct, director.
Okay, it's correct. Oh no says it is correct. So that is the number for you to call, please.
We are marching home. There is no return, no retreat, no surrender.
The distance is too long.
Yes, we understand that. The distance is too long. There is no problem. But we've resolved it. You can now call that number and go ahead and coordinate where you are.
God bless you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, and God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra. Very simple and resolved. Our people, you see, we are Republicans. People want to say something and they have to say it. The barrister is with me. Barrister, we must commence closure, please, if you can hear me. Barrister, can you hear me?
Director, I'm here.
Please go ahead. You will bring us to an end this very evening. Please go ahead. Of course, calls are still coming in.
Director, do you decide I go down or do you still want to take up more calls?
No, you will circle in the skies above. You will circle for a bit. Let's take this call.
Okay, okay.
Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Mr. Man. This is MDBC George from Düsseldorf, Germany.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
There is one good point somebody just made a few minutes ago before you started to resolve the issues in Spain. He talked about converting these our Igbo meetings to a Biafran struggle. Okay, a single front. Although you addressed it, but you kind of channeled it to the Johannes, the downtown. I mean, it's still very difficult for us to get those people on board because of the money coming from all angles. I think I understand the guy is talking about those of us here outside Biafran land. We have a lot of Igbo meetings, Igbo this and Igbo that meeting. It has not helped. He asks you to address it. You refer to this in a Biafran land. But I think it will also be very, very critical, very, very essential if all the meetings we have here outside of Biafran land should be under one umbrella. Under the Biafran umbrella. And I think from my own suggestion, it would be nice if the coordinators from different countries, in Germany, for example, the coordinators in Germany will target the head, the leaders of all these Igbo meetings. We target their head, talk to them. What I'm finding is that they are still playing politics, kind of. They have not understood what we are in for. So the coordinators of the different countries would meet these respective union leaders, explain things to them, so that the whole Igbos or the whole movement will go under one umbrella. I mean, outside of Igbo land, I mean. Those of them downtown, since they are still sharing the money, they might still be blinded for now. But when we are united outside of Biafran land, it will make us a very formidable front. That was the point the guy there was making. The guy that was talking about combating the whole Igbo meeting under one umbrella. I will hope you address that issue. It is very, very critical. We go for these individuals that are heading these unions. We go for them directly. When I was talking in Cologne the other day when you were there, I specifically called names of our Secretary General. I don't even know if he's listening to Radio Biafra or probably is thinking, somebody might come to take his position from him, because they are still after positions. He is going to be the chairman, the vice chairman, and the what you have. So I think it's very, very important that we look into it from the highest level. It might not be resolved now, but it should be looked into so that coordinators in different countries will target the leaders, the presidents of all these unnecessary civil unions and see how we channel them under one umbrella. Thank you, Nandi.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. We welcome people who want them to come and join us, but at the same time, it must be subject to one central command. When we get Biafra, we can debate from now until the chickens come home. But for now, we need to concentrate our effort into delivering. We have men in Morocco. We have men in Egypt. We have men even in Libya. We have men in Ivory Coast. We have men in Liberia. We have men in Senegal. We have men in Ghana. There are those of them in South Africa. Volunteers, ready and willing to go home to serve. How do we get them home? That is what we are here for. We need to move them home. We have too many things to do. Too many things to do. And we must concentrate on those and get it right. The barrister will please commence our descent now, please, if he may. Barrister Mamezu, please.
Thank you, Director. Of course, eventually, what goes up must surely come down. We are about to close for today. You've done your very level best, Director. And of course, all the calls, most of them meaningful, some of them just by the wayside. But we welcome all the voices of our people that are calling today. We will reconsider some of the things said and most of the things that are not said. We will reconvene tomorrow at the usual time for all of us to deliberate the one we've spoken today. The important point here is that Biafra is coming and there's no derailing. We cannot forestall it. We cannot move back. We cannot look away. Biafra is a certainty because that is our home. All these talks from every corner, every avenue, is just for the restoration of Biafra. Otherwise, we won't be here talking. May God bless all of you wherever you come. Whatever introductions and whatever contributions you've made, they are all welcomed. May God bless all of you. And bless the director himself, who is sitting at the helm of affairs, controlling issues and taking some of the punches. Some rude, some crude, some good, and some bad. Director, you are the man. Tomorrow is another day. God bless all Biafrans. Thank you, and good night from me.
Thank you, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. That was Barrister Mamezu, who has kindly joined us this evening and shall be with us tomorrow. This is Radio Biafra, your radio station, the station that you support. Once again, we acknowledge the contribution of our sister to ensure that our brother who is in Adamawa goes back home. We are doing everything we can to make sure we spread this message that our people resident in the northern part of the Zoological Republic in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, in Hausa, Fulani lands, that your lives are in danger. You will be killed. As night follows day, you will be massacred. You will be killed. And I will not cry for you because, please, it is important that you live there and come back home. This is Radio Biafra. You fund, you support, you direct, and you shape as well. That is why we must go forward and make sure that Biafra comes. We don't want to be remembered as those who those are for losers. I keep reminding myself of what somebody said once, that champions are those that fight and win. We want to win this very race. We want to go forth and ensure the restoration of our country, and we must continue doing so by having the unshakable belief that Biafra is our religion. Unshakable belief in the supremacy of only one being, one single being, Chukwu Abiam. And that on this radio station every day is where we must worship. And that same Chukwu Abiam is our God, because he will bless, sustain, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly and above everything else, including our lives, Chukwu Abiam.
before.